season, half season, and weekend ticket plans, the Regal Drive have an affordable, family-friendly ticket plan package just for you. Visit the sales team located behind section 109 to join tonight. It's time to introduce the starting lineup for the Brooklyn Cyclones affiliate of the New York Mets. Leading off the shortstop, number 4, Jet Williams. Batting second, center fielder, number 25, Alex Ramirez. Batting third, first baseman, number 1, Brian Clifford. Batting cleanup, right fielder, number 5, Stanley Consuegra. Batting fifth, third baseman, number 26, William Lugo. Batting sixth, second baseman, number 8, DeAndre Smith. Batting seventh, designated hitter, number 9, Carlos Dominguez. Batting eighth, catcher, number 13, Drake Osborne. Batting ninth, left fielder, number 20, Omar De Los Santos. And the starting pitcher is number 43, right-hander, Robert Colina. The Cyclones are managed by Chris Newell. The pitching coach is Victor Ramos. The hitting coach is Richie Bennis. The bench coach is John Vaughn. The development coach is Juan Boyo. The athletic trainer is Paul Gonzalez. And the assistant athletic trainer is Maria Mueller.
Test, test, 1-2, 1-2, testing, testing, 1-2. Thank you.
It's a brand new season in Brooklyn, and the Cyclones are ready to put on the greatest show on surf.
The 1-2 to Osborne, hammered again in the air to left. Back goes Welko, way back to the warning track, and he's done it again! Drake Osborne, a multi-home run game, and Brooklyn takes a 5-0 ninth inning lead.
The 1. Parada lasers one to left, and you can forget that. That ball almost went through the ring light. A towering blast from Kevin Parada, and the Cyclones are on the board.
The 0-2, slider cut on and missed, strike three, and you can celebrate a Cyclones victory. Wilkin Ramos slams the door shut. A perfect 1-2-3, top half of the ninth inning.
You're listening to the Brooklyn Cyclones pregame show, and it starts right now. Let's get you out of the ballpark with Justin Rock and Johnny Gadamowicz.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome back to a gorgeous Greenville, South Carolina, and floor field at the West End. It is game five of this six-game series featuring your Brooklyn Cyclones 33 and 25 in the second half, 61 and 62 overall, taking on the Greenville Drive, 26 and 32 in the half, and 62 and 62 on the season. Welcome into the pregame show. Justin Rock with you, leading you up until our 7:05 scheduled first pitch tonight. Brooklyn looking to get back in the win column after being shut out for the second time in three games last night. And in both of those games, Roman Anthony drove in the game's only runs. Had an RBI single in the second inning yesterday. Had a two-run double off the Green Monster in left in the eighth inning to provide all three of the Drive's runs. Spoiled what was a pretty strong debut from right-hander Lionel Ovias. Went 5 2/3 innings, gave up just one run, and struck out six. But Yordani Monegro, who was also making his debut for Greenville last night, came on after Major League rehabber Zach Kelly went a scoreless inning. He struck out eight over five shutout frames as the Drive came away with a 3-0 win. But it could have been way worse for Brooklyn last night, as when we signed off on the Cyclones radio network, it appeared that Brooklyn was going to fall a full game behind Jersey Shore in the standings. They led Aberdeen 5-0 at one point. I believe it was 5-2 when we signed off the airwaves. But Aberdeen scored three runs in the ninth, two in the tenth, and erased that five-run deficit to stun Jersey Shore 7-5. So thanks to Aberdeen's heroics, Brooklyn still tied atop the North Division with the Blue Claws, and eight games left to play. Greensboro and Hudson Valley lost last night as well. So it continues to be a two-horse race in the North with eight games left to go. Brooklyn looking to get a bounce-back start tonight from Robert Colina. Colina had his toughest outing of the season last Sunday in Asheville, made the start. Brooklyn was going for a season-high tying fifth straight win, but Colina gave up six runs, four earned in 2/3 of an inning, threw the most pitches by any Brooklyn pitcher in a single frame this year, threw 37 pitches in that bottom half of the first inning as Asheville went on to take the series finale 8-1. Colina has lost each of his last three starts, so looking to change his fortunes tonight. For Greenville, it'll be their top pitching prospect on the roster, the Red Sox number 7 farmhand by Baseball America, Luis Perales. 0-1, a 4.21 ERA, but he has an electric arm through five shutout innings against Hickory in his last start a week ago tonight. Hickory leading the South Atlantic League South Division in the second half with one of the most potent lineups in the league right now. So what Perales did last week, Brooklyn hoping not a forebearing of what is to come here tonight. We'll take a break here on the pregame show, but when we come back, we will get you a look at tonight's starting lineups and first pitch. Brooklyn and Greenville, Mets and Red Sox in South Atlantic League Baseball coming your way in just a matter of moments. Don't go anywhere on the Brooklyn Cyclones Radio Network.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the App or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
Optimum's fast 5-gig fiber internet helps Simone Suarez go farther, faster. With 99.9% reliability and speeds more than twice as fast as Verizon and Frontier, she can become a sports sensation. And with whole home Wi-Fi coverage, Simone can show off her soccer skills from any room in the house. Get Optimum Fiber for as low as $30 a month and go farther with everything you do.
Hey, Cyclones fans. Have you ever wanted the chance to be behind the mic for that big home run call? Well, now you can. Throughout the 2023 season, kids age 7 through 14 will be selected for a chance to be the Cyclones Kidcaster of the game. This exclusive experience includes 4 tickets to that Sunday's game, a prize pack from Dave & Buster's, and the chance to join the Cyclones radio team and call the game in the bottom of the third inning. To enter and find additional information, please visit BrooklynCyclones.com.
For the early to rise road trippers, the late night truck drivers, or even the bucket list checking baseball fans, your Wyndham is waiting, no matter who you are, where you're going, or why. With 24 trusted brands to choose from, like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, there's a hotel by Wyndham for everyone. Wyndham Hotels and Resorts, the official hotel of minor league baseball. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that'll bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your visit today at baseballhall.org.
Back here on the Cyclones Radio Network, Brooklyn and Greenville moments away from getting started. Let's take a look at tonight's starting lineups. So first for your Brooklyn Cyclones, put together by their manager, Chris Newell. Jet Williams leads off and will play shortstop, trying to snap a 6-game hitless streak. Alex Ramirez will bat second and play center field. Ryan Clifford is in the 3 slot at first base. Stanley Consuegra was held hitless last night. He'll clean up and be in right field. William Lugo bats fifth and will be at third base. DeAndre Smith hits sixth. He's the second baseman. Carlos Dominguez picked up base hits in both ends of Brooklyn's doubleheader on Thursday. He'll bat seventh and DH. Drake Osborne back behind the plate tonight. He'll hit eighth. And Omar De Los Santos bats ninth and will be in left field. Robert Colina on the mound for Brooklyn. This is the Greenville lineup he will face. Roman Anthony leading off as the designated hitter. Christian Campbell will bat second and play second base. A late addition to the lineup for a scratched Cutter Coffee. Alan Castro bats third. He is in center field. Brian Gonzalez makes yet another start at first base. He'll clean up. Ronald Rosario back behind the plate. He hits in the 5 slot. It is Edinson Paulino playing shortstop today. He will hit 6th. Eduardo Lopez makes his second straight start. He'll be in right field tonight, batting 7th. Carson Simas makes his second start of the series, hitting 8th. And playing third with Nick Decker, the Jersey native, batting ninth in left field. Luis Perales on the mound for the drive here tonight. So the drive being introduced to the crowd as we speak here in Greenville as we near the top of the 7 o'clock hour in the east. Right now, 80 degrees here in the Palmetto State Real Field at 81. It is a beautiful night for baseball. The first Saturday in September. Blue skies all around the ballpark right now. Not a cloud seen across the horizon. And if you're going to get an early September Saturday in the southeast, you might as well get one like tonight that has very little humidity, or at least comparatively speaking to what you're used to in a southern summer. But beautiful tonight here in South Carolina. And Brooklyn will try and match that beautiful weather with a beautiful victory here on this Saturday. We'll take a break. When we come back, we will have first pitch, Brooklyn and Greenville. Game 5 of the 6-game series, game 11 of this 2-week road trip about to come your way. Don't go anywhere. You're listening on the Brooklyn Cyclones Radio Network. This has been the pregame show. First pitch between the Cyclones and Drive is next on the Cyclones Radio Network.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the App or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
Optimum's fast 5-gig fiber internet helps Simone Suarez go farther, faster. Yes! With 99.9% reliability and speeds more than twice as fast as Verizon and Frontier, she can become a sports sensation. And with whole home Wi-Fi coverage, Simone can show off her soccer skills from any room in the house. Get Optimum Fiber for as low as $30 a month and go farther with everything you do.
Hey, Cyclones fans. Have you ever wanted the chance to be behind the mic for that big home run call? Well, now you can. Throughout the 2023 season, kids age 7 through 14 will be selected for a chance to be the Cyclones Kidcaster of the game. This exclusive experience includes 4 tickets to that Sunday's game, a prize pack from Dave & Buster's, and the chance to join the Cyclones radio team and call the game in the bottom of the 3rd inning. To enter and find additional information, please visit BrooklynCyclones.com.
For the early to rise road trippers, the late night truck drivers, or even the bucket list checking baseball fans, your Wyndham is waiting, no matter who you are, where you're going, or why. With 24 trusted brands to choose from, like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, there's a hotel by Wyndham for everyone. Wyndham Hotels and Resorts, the official hotel of minor league baseball. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that'll bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your visit today at baseballhall.org.
Thanks so much for tuning in to the Cyclones pregame show. Be sure to tune in 15 minutes prior to first pitch of every Brooklyn Cyclones game all season long. Let's get you back out to Justin Rock.
Welcome back out to Floor Field at the West End. Luis Perales on the mound getting ready tonight. Right-hander, 6'1", 160 pounds, 20 years old from Guacara in Venezuela. And fittingly enough, the music playing over the speakers here in Greenville was the same song that you were hearing it coming out of our intro to the actual broadcast as well. Threw me off there for a second. Morales making his seventh start with the drive. 0-1, a 4.21 ERA, 26 hits, 25 at two-thirds innings, has walked 18 and struck out 34. Jet Williams will lead things off for Brooklyn. Williams 0-3 with a walk last night, hitting at 292. 28 games with Brooklyn, 5 homers, 15 RBIs, trying to snap an 0-4-16 slide at the plate. So, Williams is ready. So is Perales. Our first pitch of the ball game is a fastball high at 95 miles an hour, and the count is 1-0. Righty's 1-0 pitch misses up and in, and it's 2 balls and no strikes. Perales works for the first base side, the 2-0, and Williams takes inside. 3 balls and no strikes. Williams 0-10 in the series, but has walked 5 times. A 3-0 offering, and Williams taking all the way, looks at a called strike one. Perales, last time out against Hickory, a no decision, his fourth straight. 5 innings, no runs on 2 hits, the 3-1, and Williams takes high for ball 4. So Jet Williams earns it yet another walk. Williams coming into play today with 96 on the season. That was tied for third in all of minor league baseball. Going to have to go into the record books to see when was the last time, if ever, there's been a teenager to walk 100 times during the course of a minor league season. Alex Ramirez, the batter, and he takes low for ball 1. So Perales struggling to find the zone out of the gate. Ramirez 1-for-4 last night, hitting at 226, 6 homers, 51 RBIs. Ramirez fouls it straight back, and the count evens at 1-1. Alex has had a tough couple of weeks. 3-for-29 in 7 games on the road trip, and 10-for his last 83 in his last 22. Righty comes home, and Ramirez rockets one into center field for a base hit. So back-to-back games with a knock for Alex. Maybe that the harbinger of a turnaround here in the season's final month. And Brooklyn with 2 on it, nobody out. In the top of the first inning for Ryan Clifford. Clifford, 0-for-3 with a walk last night, has reached safely in all 10 games of this road trip. But hitting just a buck 67 with Brooklyn, 15-for-90, 4 home runs and 13 RBIs as Perales hits the inside corner with a changeup. And it's quickly 0-1. Righty works from the stretch. Toes pointed out towards third, the 0-1. And Clifford takes low. It evens up at a ball and a strike. 2 on, nobody out, top of the first inning. Brooklyn trying to score first for the first time in this series. Here's the 1-1, and Clifford out in front. 96-mile-an-hour heater that time from Perales. And it's 1-2. Perales started the season at single-A Salem, went 4-4. Had a 3.21 ERA and 13 starts before his promotion. 1-2 to Clifford, and Ryan fouls it off the handle. But Perales making the jump to Greenville after the All-Star break. Has jumped up 10 spots, started the season as the Red Sox number 17 prospect, now ranked at number 7. 1-2 again, and Clifford takes a call at strike 3. Changed it up on him up in the zone. Clifford thought that might have been a little bit upstairs, and Perales has a strikeout for the first out of the ballgame. Two on and one out for the right fielder, Stanley Consuegra. Consuegra held hitless in last night's ball game, went 0 for 4. First pitch to Stanley. Fastball outside at 95. And it's 1-0. Consuegra hitting at 236. Team leading 19 home runs and 57 RBIs. The 1-0. And Consuegra fouls it off the mask of the catcher. And it's quickly 1-1. Consuegra hitting 273 in his last 14 games, an OPS one tick under 1,000. Has really been impressive over the last couple of weeks. The 1-1, and Consuegra hammers one. Deep left center field, back at the track. Castro, and all he can do is turn, and watch that one sail out of here. Make it an even 20 for Stanley Consuegra in 2023. And Brooklyn has taken a 3-0 first inning advantage, and Stanley obliterated it. 110.5 miles an hour off the bat, 411 feet into the South Carolina night. Now up to 60 RBIs on the season, and Stanley continues to sizzle the ball all over the diamond. William Lugo steps up and fouls the ball to the left, and the count is 0-1. Well, after Greenville scored first in each of the first four games of this series, Brooklyn hanging a three spot already in the first. As Lugo takes high, it's even at 1-1. A 1-1, and Lugo swings through the pitch down in the zone. It's one ball and two strikes. The righty curls the 1-2. Up and away, it's 2-2. Numbers for Lugo so far this year, hitting at 234. 11 home runs and 50 RBIs. 2-2. Up and in. And it's full. Three balls and two strikes. Defensively behind Perales tonight. Left to right in the outfield, it is Nick Decker, Alan Castro, and Eduardo Lopez. Payoff pitch. And Lugo strikes out on the fastball. Tied him up inside at 95. And Perales has his second strikeout. Two out in the first for DeAndre Smith. Smith hitting at 219, two home runs, 13 RBIs, 0 for 3 last night, and 2 for 14 in the series. Perales from the first base side. First pitch to Smith. Drops in for a called strike one. Third to first around the infield, it is Carson Semus, Edinson Paulino, Christian Campbell, and Brian Gonzalez. Ronald Rosario doing the catching behind the plate, the 0-1 on the outside corner. And Smith quickly behind 0-2. Brooklyn three runs in here in the top of the first on a Stanley Consuegra home run. The 0-2, and he struck him out. Fastball up at 96. Perales, three strikeouts in the inning. However, he does give up three runs as well. A walk, a single, and a long home run to left center by Stanley Consuegra. At the end of a half an inning, it's Brooklyn 3. And Greenville coming to bat on the Brooklyn Cyclones Radio Network.
Start your weekend off right at Maimonides Park for Drinks on Us every Friday during the regular season. With this special offer, you'll receive a field box ticket in addition to two 24-ounce domestic beers or seltzers for just $20. Drink credit will appear as loaded ticket. You will need to scan your ticket at point of sale to claim your drinks. Please visit brooklyncyclones.com or call 718-37-BKLYN for more information and to purchase tickets.
We had no business being in this business. But you can't fail if you don't quit. Born in a shack off the highway and raised in Austin, we bottled that spirit and capped it in copper like a sunset. For 25 years, we told friends and shared the joy. You made us who we are. It's more than vodka. There's spirit in this bottle.
Hi, this is Kevin Parada from Pasadena, California, and you're listening to Brooklyn Cyclones Baseball, only on the Cyclones Radio Network.
Robert Colina spotted it to a 3-0 lead in the bottom of the first inning. Colina making the start for the Cyclones tonight. 6 feet tall, 190 pounds, 22 years old, from Punto Fijo, Venezuela. Roman Anthony will lead things off against him. First pitch is foul down the left field line. And the count 0-1. Anthony hitting at 300. 12 home runs, 38 RBIs, and he takes a strike down and in. And Colina quickly ahead 0-2. Numbers for Colina so far this season. First the 0-2 pitch, and Anthony grabs a piece on its way by. It is still 0-2. Colina making his 19th appearance, 8th start. 3-5, a 4.25 ERA. 57 hits in 55 innings, 16 walks, and 63 strikeouts. Is 0-2, and Anthony off the hands. Still at no balls and at 2 strikes. Colina, we mentioned his tough outing last Sunday against Asheville, unable to escape the first inning, gave up a season-high 6 runs and 4 earned. Colina ready. Now the 0-2. And Anthony spoils another. That's something Anthony does extremely well. The strikeout numbers a little bit higher than he would like right now. A strikeout rate just under 30%. Well above league average, but has fouled off a lot of two-strike pitches in this series. Another 0-2. This is up and away. And the count of ball and 2 strikes. Anthony has a 5-game hitting streak, has reached in 12 consecutive games. This will be Colina's 7th pitch of the at-bat. And that one's at the knees for strike 3 call. Fooled him with the 94-mile-an-hour fastball down. And Colina starts his night with a strikeout. One away in the bottom of the first. At painting the corner punch out, brought to you by Lock and Solo Paints. Visit them in Brooklyn and the Bronx. Reliability, convenience, and satisfaction. Christian Campbell, the batter. 1-for-3 with a walk and a run scored last night. First pitch. And Campbell takes outside. It's 1-0. Campbell 5-for-16 in his first 6 games with the team. It's a 313 average, a homer, and an RBI. The 1-0. There's a fastball strike at 92. Evens up at 1-1. Campbell a late add to Greenville's lineup tonight. Was replacing Cutter Coffey, who is a late scratch. As Campbell takes a slider outside, it's 2-1. Cutter Coffey feeling some pain in his elbow after batting practice, as this one put in the air to right, racing to his left, Consuegra. And he'll make the running grab for the second out of the inning. Take a look at Brooklyn defensively tonight. Left to right in the outfield, Omar De Los Santos, Alex Ramirez, and Stanley Consuegra. Third to first around the infield, William Lugo, Jet Williams, DeAndre Smith, and Ryan Clifford with Drake Osborne doing the catching behind the plate. As Alan Castro takes a called strike, it's 0-1. Switch hitter from the left-hand side and totally fooled. On the one-strike pitch, tried to check his swing but could not. And Colina quickly ahead, no balls and two strikes. Castro hitting at 307. Four home runs, 17 RBIs. The righty's 0-2. Swing and a miss, got him. Back foot curveball. And Osborne applies the tag on Castro, who swung over the top. And Colina, a big shutdown inning, retires Greenville in order on 14 pitches. Now the end of one here from South Carolina, it's 3-0 Brooklyn on the Cyclones Radio Network.
At Maimonides, excellence never stops. Our physicians here in Brooklyn have the best heart attack survival rates in the entire U.S. and are among the top 10 performers nationwide for clinical outcomes across health conditions. We've created separate spaces and safe care pathways, so there's no reason to put your health on hold. Maimonides Medical Center. Extraordinary times, extraordinary care.
I keep having this reoccurring dream. It's bases loaded and nobody out. I hit a pop-up that goes so high, nobody can see it. I race around the bases and reach home, and it still doesn't come down. What happens?
You go back to the dugout, you're out.
Why?
Infield fly rule.
They're not those kind of analysts, but they do analyze the game every night on MLB Tonight.
But if it doesn't come down...
You're out. Just move on.
Top of the second inning. Brooklyn a 3-0 lead. Justin Rock with you on the Cyclones Radio Network. Carlos Dominguez, Drake Osborne, Omar De Los Santos. Three scheduled to bat in the inning for Brooklyn. Dominguez had off last night, went 3-for-7, playing in both games of Thursday's doubleheader. And the first pitch he sees taken for a call, strike one. Righty deals, and this one rocketed to the left side and caught on a lunging grab by Carson Simmons. Dominguez hit it like a laser, but right at the third baseman, Carson Simmons. And so Dominguez retired for the first out of the second inning. First pitch to Drake Osborne, and he can't connect on the pitch outside. Fastball that time from Perales. It is 0-1. Osborne hitting at a buck 70 in 63 games. Another fastball ticketed past him. Osborne, 10 home runs, 29 runs batted in. 1-for-3 last night, and he takes high. It's 1-2. Umpire and crew tonight behind the plate, calling balls and strikes, Jalen Goodman. Warren Eubanks on the bases. Set the 1-2 pitch, and Osborne powers one in the air to left. Back at the track, at the wall, heads up on the Green Monster. Drake Osborne, his 11th home run of the year, a towering shot to straightaway left. Brooklyn's second home run in as many innings, and the Cyclones up 4-0 in the second. 97.1 miles an hour off the bat. 383 feet. Osborne, his third home run of the year against Greenville. And this just his fifth game. Has four hits against them. Three of them have been home runs. As Omar De Los Santos takes inside. And it's one ball and no strikes. De Los Santos hitting at 213 in 93 games. There's a strike on the inner half. It's 1-1. 7 home runs and 36 RBIs. Back-to-back multi-hit games from Omar. This one saucered into right field, coming on Lopez, and he'll make the two-handed grab. Two out in the second. Back to the top of the order in Jet Williams. Walked and scored in the first. Greenville tonight, red alternate jerseys once again. Drive arched across the chest in white. White numerals on the back with a black border. Perales first pitch, and Williams takes upstairs. White pants down to the ankles for Greenville. And Perales, red piping along the side. 1-0. High again. Two balls and no strikes. Dirt stained white cleats buried into the stadium mound for Perales. Red cap, red bill with the silver swooping G logo on the front. 2-0. And Williams gets the green light, fouls it back. Makes it 2-1. Lights have flickered on here at the stadium, but no real effect just yet. As Williams puts one in the air, right center field. Back into his left goes Castro, away back to the warning track. Turns his back towards the 420 sign and makes the catch to end the inning. Right by that little triangular cutout that you see in right center field at Fenway Park, where they've got a similar one here in Greenville. And Williams gave it a ride, just hit it to the wrong part of the ballpark. But Brooklyn adds another run on the homer over the Green Monster by Drake Osborne. At the end of one and a half, it's 4-0 Cyclones on the Cyclones Radio Network.
Hey, Cyclones fans, be sure to join us at Maimonides Park for our Thursday night meal deal, where you can get dinner and a show for only $20. This package includes a field box ticket as well as our Thursday night meal deal. Take your pick of a hamburger, hot dog, or chicken tenders, in addition to a bag of chips and a fountain drink. Please visit our team website, brooklyncyclones.com, or call 718-37-BKLYN for additional information.
Come on out to Maimonides Park, where kids eat free on Wednesdays. For every Wednesday night game during the 2023 season, the first 500 kids age 14 and under that enter the ballpark will receive a voucher for Kids Eat Free. These vouchers can be redeemed at any concession stand through the ballpark for a hot dog and chips and a soft drink. For more info, please visit brooklyncyclones.com.
Hi, this is Colby Kubicek from Bryan, Texas, and you are listening to Brooklyn Cyclones Baseball, only on the Cyclones Radio Network.
Go to the bottom of the second. Brooklyn a 4-0 lead. Brian Gonzalez, Ronald Rosario, Edinson Paulino. Three scheduled to bat in the inning. Brian Gonzalez to lead off, attacks the first pitch, fouls it straight up in the air. But back and out of play into the seats. And the count is 0-1. The 0-1 pitch, there's a fastball strike on the outside corner. And the count quickly 0-2. The 0-2 squirts away. And the count, a ball and two strikes. Numbers for Gonzalez so far this season. One, two, ripped down the right field line, but well out of play. And it's still one ball and two strikes. Gonzalez coming into the night hitting at 254. 10 home runs and 52 RBIs. 1-for-4 in last night's ball game. 1-2 popped in the air, back and out of play. And it stays at a ball and two strikes. Gonzalez 3-for-12 in the series. Looking to be the drive's first base runner of the night. Infield shifted for him to pull. Williams and Lugo bunched up on the left side of the infield as Gonzalez can't put it in play. Third strikeout of four hitters for Robert Colina tonight. Got him on the fastball up at 94. And Gonzalez retired for the first out of the second. That paint in the corner punch out brought to you by Lock and Solo Paints. Visit them in Brooklyn and the Bronx. Reliability, convenience, and satisfaction. Ronald Rosario taking all the way. Looks at a called strike one. Rosario batting at 260. Three home runs, 32 batted in. And that curveball sweeps down and away. Evens up at a ball and a strike. Rosario playing for the first time since game one of Thursday's doubleheader. Struck out in his two at-bats. The 1-1 laid on the fastball. 93 that time from Rocco. It is 1-2. Brooklyn wearing the road grays tonight. Navy sleeves. BKLYN arched across the chest in Navy Old English lettering. Navy numerals front and back with a powder blue border. Navy piping around the collar down the front of the jersey. Gray pants down to the ankles for Colina. 1-2. And Rosario deep down the right field line and out of play. White and silver cleats buried into the stadium mound. Navy cap, Navy bill with the powder blue interlocking BC logo on the front. 1-2 pitch. And he got him. Cutter away at 90. Four strikeouts through the first five batters tonight for Colina, including three in a row. Two out in the second inning for Edinson Paulino. That painting the corner punch out brought to you, as always, by Lock and Solo Paints. Paulino, 2-for-4 last night with a double and a couple of stolen bags. And he takes a strike at the knees. It's 0-1. Paulino hitting at 255, 11 home runs, and 55 RBIs. The 0-1 pitch, and Paulino, a soft ground ball, right side, tough play for Smith, underhand flip to the first baseman, Clifford, in time to get him and retire the side. Nice play by DeAndre as Colina has his second straight 1-2-3 inning. Through two, it's 4-0 Cyclones here from Floor Field at the West End.
Hey guys, here at Bi-Cal Auto Mall, we always have over 500 cars in stock in our heated facility for your comfort and convenience. So whether you're on the showroom floor, the third floor, or the basement.
Over 500 cars all General Motors makes, Chevy, Buick, GMC, and Cadillac, as well as over 100 pre-owned cars in stock at all times.
And don't forget, if there's something that you like and you don't see, contact us, because here at Bi-Cal, you've always got a pal.
Come on out to Maimonides Park, where kids eat free on Wednesdays. For every Wednesday night game during the 2023 season, the first 500 kids age 14 and under that enter the ballpark will receive a voucher for Kids Eat Free. These vouchers can be redeemed at any concession stand through the ballpark for a hot dog and chips and a soft drink. For more info, please visit BrooklynCyclones.com.
Two, three, and four due up for Brooklyn in the top of the third inning. They hold a 4-0 lead, have homered in each of the first two innings tonight. Fans, Forest Electric New York, proud to be the preferred electrical contractor of your Brooklyn Cyclones. Whether it's a small-scale service job or a large-scale electrical installation, Forest Electric New York has the experience and expertise to provide you a high-performance single source electrical solution. Alex Ramirez singled, scored in the first, swings through the first pitch of the third inning. And the count is 0-1. Ramirez, Clifford, Consuegra. If anyone reaches, Lugo and then Smith, as Ramirez a rocket and another great catch by Carson Seamus. This time to his right towards the line. Made one on a line drive off the bat of Dominguez to lead off last inning. And now makes another to the opposite direction for the first out of the third inning. Stellar play there. And there's one out in the third. Alex hit it hard. Seamus just a better play. Brian Clifford takes a knee high, striking it 0-1. Clifford struck out looking in his only at-bat tonight. Righty against lefty, the 0-1. And Clifford out in front of the change. And Perales ahead 0-2. Bottom of the 7 o'clock hour in the East. The 0-2. And Clifford grabs a piece, fouls it back. Still no balls and two strikes. Clifford trying to snap a hitless streak of his own. 0-4 his last 13. The 0-2. Fastball in there. Strike three called at 96. Clifford shaking his head back and forth, talking with the home plate umpire, Jalen Goodman, in disagreement. I don't know if Clifford thought that pitch was up or he was expecting something with a little bit more break. But either way, Perales with his fourth strikeout, first since the opening inning. And now Stanley Consuegra, who homered off him in the first, pops the first pitch back behind the plate. Rosario on the warning track, and it's over his head. Lands on the grass, foul behind him. And some backspin. I don't know if Rosario had a tough time picking it up in the twilight sky or what. So 0-1 on Stanley. Three-run home run in his first at-bat. Now two behind Francisco Alvarez with a single-season home run record. Another one fouled out of play. 0-2 on Stanley. He and Alvarez, the only two players in franchise history to have a 20-home run season. The 0-2. Swing and a miss. Got him. Struck him out on the curveball. And Perales, couple of strikeouts, records his first 1-2-3 inning of the day. No runs, no hits, nobody left through just nine pitches in the inning. We are through two and a half, still a 4-0 Brooklyn advantage on the Cyclones Radio Network.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the App or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
Fans, come hungry and leave happy. It's part of our Tuesday night all-you-can-eat special. 6:30 p.m. until the end of the sixth inning, fans can eat as much as their heart or stomach desires. You can purchase adult tickets for $40 or $35 for kids 12 and under. For more info, please visit our team website, brooklyncyclones.com.
Hola, mi nombre es Tony Consuegra, soy de República Dominicana y estás escuchando el baby de los Cyclones de Brooklyn, solo en la cadena de radio de los Cyclones.
Bottom of the third inning, Brooklyn in front of Greenville, 4-0. Fans, a reminder, interested in season tickets or mini plans for the 2024 Cyclone season on Coney Island. Send an email to info@brooklyncyclones.com. Again, if you're interested in season tickets or mini plans for the 2024 season on Coney Island, email info@brooklyncyclones.com for more information. Eduardo Lopez to lead off for Greenville in the bottom of the third inning. Righty's first pitch, and Lopez takes outside for ball one. Lopez hitless last night. Hitting at 262, five home runs, 43 batted in. This slap towards the third base seats. Foul ball, it's even at 1-1. Lopez 0-for-2 with a couple of walks yesterday. 1-4 his last 17 in his previous six games. As Lopez fouls that towards the left. It's a ball and two strikes. One, two, misses up and away. And the count evens up, two balls and two strikes. The righty's 2-2. On the inside corner, got him looking. Fifth strikeout tonight for Robert Colina, who the first seven batters that he has faced. That penny in the corner punch out. Brought to you by Lock and Solo Paints. Visit them in Brooklyn and the Bronx for reliability, convenience, and satisfaction. So base is empty and one out for Carson Semus, who's made a couple of nice defensive plays today. And he takes outside. It's 1-0. Semus coming into tonight, hitting at 202 in 38 games in the league. A home run and eight RBIs. 1-for-2 in game one of Thursday's doubleheader. As Colina fires a fastball at the knees, and it's even at 1-1. Nick Decker, the left fielder, waiting on deck. The righty's 1-1, and this hammered down the left field line onto the sideburn. Out by Reedy's clubhouse. And Colina in front, 1-2. Let's take a look at the South Atlantic League scoreboard here in the bottom of this third inning. The 1-2. Semus gets jammed. Fouls it into the seats. Remains at a ball and two strikes. Top of the sixth, about an hour or so north of here. Bowling Green in front of Asheville, 7-1. 1-2, and Semus a line drive off the end of the bat and into right field for Greenville's first base hit. Semus thinking about two and then slammed on the brakes to head back to first base. He would have been out by a mile with Consuegra's arm out in right field. I don't know if Semus forgot who was out there or what, but Semus has the first hit of the night for the drive. One on and one out in the bottom of the third for Nick Decker. Decker, playing for the first time since Thursday, takes high and away. It's 1-0. Decker went 1-for-3 with a double in game two on Thursday night, hitting at 222, six home runs and 20 RBIs. Lefty with an open stance, the 1-0. Ground ball back up the middle, fielded by Williams. On to second for one. Smith off balance, throw to first. In time, double play, inning over. Oh, what a beautiful turn. 6-4-3. And the one-out base hit erased as Colina faces the minimum for the second, or rather third, consecutive inning to start the day. No runs, one hit, nobody left. At the end of three, 4-0 Brooklyn on the Cyclones Radio Network.
Sundays with the Cyclones make the most fun ballpark in America even more fun. Kids get free ice cream and an opportunity to run the bases after the game. There are great giveaways, character appearances, bounce house fun in the backyard, and so much more. Check out BrooklynCyclones.com or call 718-37-BKLYN for all the Sunday Fundy information you need.
For every home game during the 2023 season, the Brooklyn Cyclones will select a manager of the day. Presented by American Dream Mall. Children between the ages of 5 and 14 are eligible to enter. Selected winners will get the chance to join the Cyclones manager for the lineup card exchange before a home game at Maimonides Park. Beyond that, winners will receive a signed copy of the lineup card and be featured on Cyclone social media accounts as the manager of the day. Be sure to register today at BrooklynCyclones.com.
We'll be right back. top of the fourth. Brooklyn in front in this one, 4-0. Justin Rock with you on the Cyclones Radio Network. Brooklyn, 4 runs, 3 hits, no errors, and nobody left on base as Lugo fouls the first pitch out of play to the right. Greenville, 0 runs, 1 hit, no errors, and nobody left on base as well. Lugo struck out in his only at-bat, now puts one in the air, left center field, back into his left. Decker, and that one's off the Greenville Technical College signage. Picking it up there is Decker, and Lugo will come to a stop at second base with a leadoff double. A double brought to you by TD Bank and their Double Up credit card, offering up to 2% back on qualifying purchases. So, Lugo comes away with another base hit on this road trip. That's his 16th two-base hit of the year. And Brooklyn with a chance to add to their lead as DeAndre Smith steps in. Smith struck out in his first at-bat, and he takes high for ball one. Set at the belt, the 1-0 pitch to Smith. Hit on the ground is short. Picked up by Paulino to his right, throw to first in time. Holds the runner Lugo at second. And there's one away in the fourth. So one on, one out. Carlos Dominguez the batter. Dominguez lined out to third in his only at-bat so far today. Was hitting .211 at single-A St. Lucie. 5 home runs and 25 RBIs. And a curveball from Perales drops in for a called strike one. Bowling Green now leading Asheville 8-1 in that ball game as we take it through the South Atlantic League. Didn't finish that scoreboard in the third, the 0-1. And Dominguez late on the heater. Up at 95, it's 0-2. Bowling Green, 3 home runs in that ball game. Cameron James, Blake Robertson, and Brock Jones all going deep in that contest. Both teams into their bullpens. A look at second, the 0-2. And Dominguez late again on the fastball, strike three. Three heaters ripped by him. Last up at 95. And Perales, another strikeout. That is his sixth. Two out in the top of the fourth for Drake Osborne, who took Perales deep in the second. Top of the fifth in Greensboro. Grasshoppers a 4-1 lead on Hickory. First toss to Drake. Is a called strike. Far edge of the black. And it's 0-1. Yosi Galan, a home run for Hickory, his sixth in that ball game. The 0-1 pitch, Osborne gets it in the air down the right field line, out of play. And it's no balls and two strikes. Top of the fourth in Wilmington. Blue Rocks a 4-3 lead on Hudson Valley. Dalen Lyle is second home run. Brad Lord still chucking for the Blue Rocks. Renegades into their bullpen as Osborne sends it back off the handle. It stays 0-2. Top of the fourth in Winston-Salem. Dasha and the Rome Braves are scoreless. Juan Corella, 3 1/3 perfect innings tonight. Ian Mejia making the start for the Braves. Man at second, two out. The 0-2 to Osborne. And this another one in the air to left. Back goes Decker, skimming along the warning track. Now onto the warning track, makes the catch in front of the manual scoreboard to end the inning. Osborne made a bid for yet another home run, but came up a couple of feet shy of the Green Monster. Brooklyn gets a leadoff double, but they strand Lugo at second after 3.5, still 4-0 in favor of Brooklyn on the Cyclones Radio Network.
Hey Cyclones fans, be sure to join us at Maimonides Park
for our Thursday night meal deal, where you can get dinner and a show for only $20. This package includes a field box ticket, as well as our Thursday night meal deal. Take your pick of a hamburger, hot dog, or chicken tenders, in addition to a bag of chips and a fountain drink. Please visit our team website, BrooklynCyclones.com, or call 718-37-BKLYN for additional information.
For the early to rise road trippers, the late night truck drivers, or even the bucket list checking baseball fans, your Wyndham is waiting, no matter who you are, where you're going, or why. With 24 trusted brands to choose from, like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, there's a hotel by Wyndham for everyone. Wyndham Hotels & Resorts, the official hotel of minor league baseball. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
Hola, soy Alex Ramirez. Mi ciudad natal es Santo Domingo, Dominican Republic. Y estás escuchando el béisbol de los Ciclones de Brooklyn solo en la cadena de radio en Los Ángeles.
Bottom of the fourth inning, Robert Galena has faced a minimum through three innings tonight. Brooklyn a 4-0 lead. Top of the lineup, due up for the drive, Anthony Campbell and Castro. Three scheduled to bat with Brooklyn holding on to a 4-0 lead. Roman Anthony struck out looking in his first at-bat tonight. He is 0-1. First pitch, the Red Sox number two prospect off the end of the bat. Up to third base line, a foul ball. And the count 0-1. Only score we haven't told you about in the South Atlantic League tonight is the game that is of utmost importance to Cyclones fans. One strike offering. Anthony off the hands, out of play. It's 0-2. But in Jersey Shore right now, Blue Claw scored three in the bottom of the first. Aberdeen a run in the second, a run in the third on a Samuel Basayo home run to pull them within a tally. Makes it 3-2 Jersey Shore in the top of the third inning. Thank you to whomever it is from Greenville coming in to give me a starry lemon lime drink. The 0-2. Ground ball up the first base line. It stays 0-2. It's starry night. It's, I guess, whatever used to be 7-Up. No, Sierra Mist. The new Pepsi brand, Sierra Mist, now known as Starry. Saw that maybe if you watch the NBA. It was one of the sponsors at All-Star Weekend as Anthony swings and misses for strike three. Another punch out for Robert Galena. He has six so far through three and a third innings. Pain in the corner punch out brought to you by Lock and Solo Paint. Visit them in Brooklyn in the Bronx. Reliability, convenience, and satisfaction. Christian Campbell fly to right in his first at bat. He's 0-1. But it's starry night here in Greenville as Campbell takes outside. It's 1-0. I don't know what that would necessarily entail for beverage company other than free soda for everybody. The 1-0. Campbell fouls it to the right. It's 1-1. I do know maybe in this inning or later on tonight they're going to try and break some sort of world record. I don't know if it's amount of people opening cans of soda at one time or what. We'll keep you posted. 1-1 pitch outside. And the count full 3-2. But Jersey Shore leading Aberdeen 3-2 right now, going to the bottom of the third. Kyle Verbitsky for the Ironbirds. Sam Aldegary starting for the Blue Claws. Brooklyn and Jersey Shore tied atop the north with eight games left to go entering tonight as Campbell takes up and in for ball three. Bases empty, one out, bottom of the fourth. Colina is 3-1 on the outside edge. And the count runs full, three balls and two strikes. Mets made a roster move earlier today, a minor one, but notable nonetheless. Payoff pitch, and Campbell hits one off the hands towards the first base seats. That out of play. And it's still three balls and two strikes. But the Mets claiming right-hander Peyton Battenfield off waivers from Cleveland was designated for assignment by the Guardians earlier this week after they claimed Lucas Giolito, Reynaldo Lopez, and Matt Moore off waivers from the Angels as Campbell chases one outside and taps it foul. And it remains full on the Greenville second baseman. Battenfield made his debut earlier this year for Cleveland. Didn't have great numbers, had a 5.19 ERA, strikeout rate of 18.5%, walk rate of just over 8%. Another 3-2, ground ball off the hands up the middle, and will sneak through into center field for a base hit. Williams was playing it for Campbell to pull, so had to run a long way to his left to try and get that ball up the middle. So Campbell has the second hit of the night for the drive. One on and one out for the center fielder, Alan Castro. Well, Battenfield started six of the seven games he played in the big leagues. Also suffered an injury, had shoulder inflammation. Was on the 60-day IL for Cleveland from mid-May until the start of last month in August. As Castro takes a knee-high strike. Hits 0-1, was reinstated and optioned back to AAA. And he'll join the AAA Syracuse rotation, you'd imagine. Throwback to first, Campbell dives back, especially now that Denny Reyes and Jose Buto are up with the big league team, although Reyes optioned back to the minors earlier today. As Castro takes outside, it's one ball and one strike. Grant Hartwig, the former Cyclone, back up with the big league club. Battenfield's been a guy that has bounced around quite a bit already as Castro takes down and away for ball two. Was a ninth-round pick of the Astros 4 years ago and was traded in the offseason to Tampa Bay before going from the Rays to Cleveland at the deadline in 2021. As Castro takes inside and low. And Colina, who had been filling up the strike zone through the first three innings, has now fallen behind the last two batters, 3-1. Colina's pitch, and Castro pulls it fair off the glove of the first baseman, Clifford. Underhand flip to Colina, sliding over to cover, not in time. We'll see how that one is scored. Chris Newell, the manager for Brooklyn, out of the third base dugout to talk with Jalen Goodman. I don't know if that was in relation to whether or not that ball was fair or foul. It was certainly close, was straddling that white line up the first base side. It was hard to tell from our vantage point to the naked eye whether or not Clifford made contact with the ball in fair or foul ground. That's the only thing I could think of as for what Newell was contesting about. We'll see how this one is scored. Could be a base hit, could be an error. I don't think it could be a fielder's choice. But either way, the drive with their best scoring opportunity of the night. They've got two on and one out for Brian Gonzalez. It will be an infield base hit for Castro. Gonzalez struck out in his first at-bat against Colina in the second. Righty against righty. And the first pitch to Gonzalez poured past him. 93 up in the zone. It's no balls and a strike. Twilight sky here in Greenville. Mixes of navy blue, a little bit of gold and pink across the horizon here. The one strike delivery. And Gonzalez in the air, right field, coming on Consuegra. And he'll make the catch by his left shoulder for the second out. And Gonzalez had that ball hang up too long. Enabled Consuegra to get underneath it. So two on and two out in the fourth. for the catcher, Ronald Rosario. Rosario struck out in his first at-bat. He's 0 for 1. Campbell at second, Castro at first. And the first pitch to Rosario tipped into the glove of Osborne. It's no balls and a strike. Beautiful night here in the Palmetto State, 77 degrees. Real feel there as well, not much humidity at all. The 0-1, and Rosario out of play to the right. And Colina quickly ahead at no balls and two strikes. Top of the 8 o'clock hour in the East, Justin Rock with you. Bottom of the fourth, Brooklyn a 4-0 advantage. The 0-2, swing and a miss, got him. Fastball up above the shoulders at 93, another strikeout for Robert Colina. He has K'd 7 through 4 innings this evening. No runs, 2 hits, 2 left after 4. 4-0 Brooklyn on the Cyclones Radio Network.
Start your weekend off right at Maimonides Park for Drinks on Us every Friday during the regular season. With this special offer, you'll receive a field box ticket in addition to 2 24-ounce domestic beers or seltzers for just $20. Drink credit will appear as loaded ticket. You will need to scan your ticket at point of sale to claim your drinks. Please visit BrooklynCyclones.com or call 718-37-BKLYN for more information and to purchase tickets.
Come on out to Maimonides Park, where kids eat free on Wednesdays. For every Wednesday night game during the 2023 season, the first 500 kids age 14 and under that enter the ballpark will receive a voucher for Kids Eat Free. These vouchers can be redeemed at any concession stand through the ballpark for a hot dog and chips and a soft drink. For more info, please visit BrooklynCyclones.com.
Somber day in Margaritaville, as it was announced today that Jimmy Buffett had passed away at the age of 76. Honestly, I was surprised to find out he was that old. He's been around a long, long time. Has been ingrained in the fabric of baseball clubhouses and baseball parks for so many years. As Omar De Los Santos fouls the first pitch of the inning off his front foot. And the count 0-1. De Los Santos flied out to right in his only at-bat. 4-0 Brooklyn in the top of the fifth. Perales the 0-1. Inside and low. And the count evens at a ball and a strike. And hadn't seen anywhere what the cause of death was for Jimmy Buffett. As De Los Santos takes up and in, it's 2 balls and a strike. Righty's 2-1, outside for ball 3. But so many, especially in minor league baseball, Jimmy Buffett is sort of like an additional cult hero. 3-1, inside ball 4, and De Los Santos works a leadoff walk. Brooklyn has the leadoff man on for the second time in as many innings. Third time in 5 frames they have done that tonight. So one on and nobody out for the top of the order and Jet Williams. But so many minor league teams having Jimmy Buffett or Margaritaville nights. Where I came from the last couple of years, Daytona, we were having about 3 or 4 Margaritaville nights a season as Williams snaps his hitless streak. Bounces one into right field for a base hit. De Los Santos makes the turn and then dives back to second base. Wanted to make sure he got back without a play. So Jet Williams smacks one in her right at 102.5 miles an hour. And Brooklyn with 2 on, nobody out in the fifth for Alex Ramirez. Ramirez 1 for 2 with a single and a line out to third. But we had a Margaritaville night at the ballpark on Coney Island earlier this year with a floral bucket hat giveaway. As Ramirez takes inside and low, it's 1-0. And of course, Jimmy Buffett, famous for the song you just heard, Margaritaville, Cheeseburger in Paradise. It's 5 o'clock somewhere with Alan Jackson. The 1-0. And Ramirez, another line drive at third. Throwback to first base, gets away. Runners breaking to second and third, and they're going to advance. So Ramirez lines out to third base for the second time in as many at-bats. And for some reason, Seamus tried to double off Williams at first base. He was going to be safe regardless. And instead, the ball gets away from the first baseman, Gonzalez. And everyone moves up 90 feet to second and third. So second and third and one out for Clifford. Struck out looking in both of his at-bats tonight. Infield comes in. And Clifford, a powerful swing and miss. It's 0-1. But Buffett holds a piece of baseball history, at least in Chicago, was the first musician ever to hold a concert at Wrigley Field. That was 18 years ago now in 2005. As Clifford takes a strike, it's 0-2. Don't mind me still mentally thinking 2005 was 8 years ago, not 18 years ago. Yeah, Justin, your bar mitzvah was that long ago. Robert Anderson filling me in, saying Buffett passing away from cancer earlier today. But Buffett also playing at Wrigley after the Cubs World Series championships in 2017 and 2018. They were really meaningful to Jimmy Buffett for good reason. 0-2 the count on Clifford. The righty deals, and that sails high. The count of ball and two strikes. But he was very close with Chicago musician Steve Goodman. And Goodman, you may not remember the name, but you've definitely heard his work. 1-2 pitch, and Clifford pulls it foul up the first baseline. Still at a ball and two strikes, but Goodman is the man who wrote the song Go Cubs Go. And I believe he also wrote the song that was titled A Dying Cubs Fan's Last Wish. Another 1-2 up and in. And it's two balls and two strikes. But he was a very well-known, a very successful folk singer. Passed away from leukemia in 1984, did Goodman. So Buffett told the Chicago Tribune in 2017 as Clifford strikes out on the fastball up at 96. Big punch out there for Perales. Two out now in the fifth inning for Stanley Consuegra. That is seventh strikeout tonight. So second and third, two out for Stanley. A three-run home run in his first at-bat. Thought about offering at the first pitch and stays away, says the base umpire Eubanks on appeal. And the count 1-0. Of course, Goodman's Go Cubs Go. Playing at Wrigley Field after every Cubs victory. 1-0 pitch. High, two balls. And no strikes with William Lugo on deck. De Los Santos at third, Williams at second. Two out in the top of the fifth inning. Brooklyn in front by four. Looking to add to it here. A 2-0. Curveball drops in for a strike. And it's 2-1. And of course, many others have played at Wrigley since Jimmy Buffett christened it in 2005. Pearl Jam, Billy Joel, Elton John, Paul McCartney, Bruce Springsteen was there this summer. 2-1 pitch, Consuegra in the air, left center field. Back in to his right, the center fielder Castro, and he'll make the two-handed grab to end the inning. So Brooklyn puts the first two men on in the fifth, but can't push either across. thanks to a line-out, a strikeout, and a fly ball to center. No runs, a hit, an error, and two men left halfway home on this Saturday night. 4-0 Cyclones on the Brooklyn Cyclones Radio Network.
Sundays with the Cyclones make the most fun ballpark in America even more fun. Kids get free ice cream and an opportunity to run the bases after the game. There are great giveaways, character appearances, bounce house fun in the backyard, and so much more. Check out BrooklynCyclones.com or call 718-37-BKLYN for all the Sunday Fundy information you need. For every home game during the 2023 season, the Cyclones will be offering an all-you-can-drink package. This special package offers an open bar for 2 hours, starting 30 minutes before the scheduled first pitch and running for 90 minutes after the scheduled first pitch. Hang out in the backyard in the shadow of the world-famous Coney Island Parachute Jump. Tickets are $50 per person if purchased in advance, and then $55 per person starting the Monday before the event. Visit our team website at BrooklynCyclones.com or call 718-37-BKLYN to find out more.
Hola, soy Jeffrey Colón de República Dominicana y estás escuchando el béisbol de los Ciclones de Brooklyn, solo en la cadena de radio de los Ciclones.
Bottom of the fifth inning, Brooklyn in front, 4-0. Justin Rock with you on the Cyclones Radio Network. Get you our Coney Convo's trivia question of the night here in the fifth inning. We'll also get you a look around the Mets affiliate scoreboard here tonight. Brooklyn, thanks to a pair of home runs, have a 4-0 lead. A three-run shot from Consuegra in the first, a solo blast from Osborne in the second. Edinson Paulino to lead off. Rounded out to second in his only at-bat tonight. First pitch to the lefty, and Paulino takes high, and it's 1-0. But our Coney Convo's trivia question of the night. Going back into the time machine, 1-0, up and away. Two balls and no strikes, but on this date in 1972, Mets came to bat in the eighth inning, trailing 8-0 in Houston. Scored 7 in the eighth, 4 in the ninth to come from behind and win as this one flared over the head of the third baseman Lugo and down the left field line. Paulino on his way to second. De Los Santos bare hands and throws late. It's a leadoff double for Edinson Paulino. His third two-base hit of the series, his 27th of the year. And the drive have the leadoff man in scoring position to start the fifth. First time the drive have put the leadoff man on tonight. Kalina had struck out the first batter of each inning prior to the fifth. Well, the Mets rallied to win that game. Our question is, who had the go-ahead two-run base hit in the top of the ninth inning? Tweet with the hashtag Coney Convos if you think you know the answer. Eduardo Lopez struck out looking in his first at-bat. Kalina again misses high for ball one. He's been consistently missing up and away over the last couple of innings. Now Osborne and Lugo out and over to have a chat with the right-hander. Update of what's going on right now in Lakewood. Jersey Shore scored a run in the bottom of the third. They lead 4-2 in the bottom half of the fourth inning. Brooklyn and Blue Claws tied atop the South Atlantic League North. Coming into play tonight with just 8 games left to play. Williams holds on the runner at second. The 1-0 to Lopez. Hit in the air down the line and left. And this one will make it off the sidewall foul. It's even at a ball and a strike. But taking a look at the Mets affiliate scoreboard here in the bottom of the fifth. Of course, starting with the big league club. 1-1 to Lopez. That off the hands towards the third base side. And the count 1-2. Mets at home against Seattle tonight. They trail 3-0 in the bottom of the fourth. Teoscar Hernandez, a solo home run, his 24th. Ronnie Mauricio has one of the two hits tonight for the Mets. Colina's 1-2. On the inside corner, strike three called. Another strikeout for Robert Colina. That is his eighth so far tonight. One out in the bottom of the fifth inning. That paint in the corner strikeout brought to you by Lock and Solo Paints. Visit them in Brooklyn and the Bronx. Reliability, convenience, and satisfaction. The eight strikeouts, a new season high for Colina. One on and one out for Carson Simmons. Single to right in his first at-bat. And he takes in the dirt for ball one. Colina, career-high 10 strikeouts last July in the Florida Complex League. Colina's 1-0. And Simas sends it to the screen behind the plate. Evens up at a ball and a strike. But Brandon Nimmo, Jeff McNeil, Pete Alonso, Omar Narvaez, Ronnie Mauricio, former Cyclones in the lineup tonight. Luis Castillo on the hill for Seattle. Former Cyclone David Peterson for the Mets. The righty's 1-1, and Simas floats one in a shallow right, coming on Consuegra. He'll make the play over his left shoulder, and there are two out in the fifth. Brings up the nine-batter, Nick Decker. Decker 0-for-1, ground out into a double play to end the third in his only at-bat tonight. Triple-A Syracuse on the road against Lehigh Valley. Phillies affiliate, they trail 8-3 in the top of the seventh. Daniel Palka and Wyatt Young, each with home runs. Mets have now tied the game as Decker takes outside 1-0. DJ Stewart, a game-tying three-run homer. And the Mets all even in the bottom of the fourth in Flushing. Here's the 1-0. And Decker takes outside, two balls and no strikes. Bevy of former Cyclones in the lineup at AAA today. Nick Meyer, Brandon McIlwain, Tomas Nito. And the bottom four in the lineup at AAA tonight have all played it for Brooklyn this season. Mateo Gill, Joe Swazi, Chase Estepa, and Jalen Palmer. As Decker, a home run hack on a 93-mile-an-hour fastball comes up empty. And the count, two balls and a strike. Former Cyclone David Griffin making the start at AAA today. The 2-1 off the end of the bat towards the third base seats. It's 2-2. Man at second, two out. Bottom of the fifth, Brooklyn a 4-0 advantage. AA Binghamton, bottom of the eighth at home against Harrisburg, Nationals affiliate. They lead 3-0 on a two-out, three-run home run by Kevin Parada in the bottom of the seventh to provide the game's only runs. Parada's first double-A home run. He's 2-for-4 tonight. 2-2. And Decker spoils the pitch towards the seats. Parada joined by JT Schwartz and Rowdy Jordan. As the only former Cyclones in the AAA lineup, or the AA lineup today, but three 2023 Cyclones are combining on a five-hitter right now. Jordan Gieber's six shutout innings tonight as Decker puts one in the air to left. Belos Santos on the warning track makes the catch in front of the manual scoreboard to end the inning. But Gieber, six innings of shutout ball in his start. Brendan Hardy, an inning and a third, and Paul Gervais has recorded the last two outs for Binghamton through eight shutout innings. Robert Colina has tossed five shutout frames tonight as he strands Paulino at second after his leadoff double. At the end of five, it's 4-0 Brooklyn on the Cyclones Radio Network.
The Brooklyn Cyclones are excited to have yet another exciting lineup of jersey giveaways for the 2023 season. This year's giveaways include specialty uniforms for Pride Night, Star Wars Night, and so much more. For a full list of jersey giveaways, be sure to check out our team website at brooklyncyclones.com. Amazing starts here.
At Maimonides, excellence never stops. Our physicians here in Brooklyn have the best heart attack survival rates in the entire U.S. and are among the top 10 performers nationwide for clinical outcomes across health conditions. We've created separate spaces and safe care pathways, so there's no reason to put your health on hold. Maimonides Medical Center. Extraordinary times, extraordinary care.
Top of the sixth inning, William Lugo, DeAndre Smith, Carlos Dominguez. 5-6-7 due up for Brooklyn. They have a 4-0 lead. Lugo 1-for-2 with a double and a strikeout tonight. Not sure what we were counting down just here. Whatever it was, it caused a slight delay to the start of the sixth, as William Lugo takes a curveball at the knees. And it's no balls and a strike. Righty kicks and delivers. And Lugo swings with a fastball up and away at 95. It's 0-2. Perales keeping that high velocity into the latter stages of his start. This will be his 79th pitch. A two-strike offering. And Lugo, soft ground ball, third base side, charging in Seamus, jump throw to first, and oh, what a stretch, but they say Gonzalez did not keep his back foot on the bag, and Lugo is safe at first base. Brian Gonzalez looking more like Simone Biles with that stretch and split, trying to reel in that throw from Seamus. Not entirely sure whether or not Gonzalez lost contact to the first base bag. Eubanks was very sure of it based on his motions. And Lugo able to leg one out for an infield base hit, his second hit of the night. And once again, the Cyclones have the leadoff man aboard. DeAndre Smith, 0-for-2, nearly gets plunked. 94 up and in. Pulls his front shoulder out of the way. It's 1-0. Finish our look around the Mets affiliate scoreboard tonight. The 1-0 pitch, and Smith, the line drive into left field, a base hit. Rounding second and staying there is Lugo. First hit tonight for DeAndre Smith. And once again, Brooklyn has the first two men on it to start the sixth. First and second, nobody out. Carlos Dominguez 0-for-2 has lined out and struck out. But single-A Tampa right now, or single-A St. Lucie playing in Tampa right now. That game is scoreless into the 10th inning. First pitch to Dominguez. Curveball low. And it's one ball and no strikes. Douglas Orellana, 6 2/3, two-hit shutout innings tonight, struck out 8. 1-0, and Dominguez over the top. A 92-mile-an-hour fastball, it's 1-1. Orellana expected to be a part of the Cyclones' rotation at the start of next year. One of the many gifted young arms in the Mets system. A 1-1. Dominguez, a big chopper towards short. Paulino on his second for one, and that's the only out they'll get. Couple bluff throws by Campbell to first and third. But Dominguez, a 6-4 fielder's choice. And Cyclones now with men at the corners and one out. for the catcher, Drake Osborne. Osborne parked one on the Green Monster back in the second and came a couple of feet shy of doing it again in the fourth. That's your look around the Mets affiliate scoreboard tonight. First pitch to Drake, and Osborne takes the breaking ball inside half for called strike one. Coney Convo's trivia question of the night. Tweet with the hashtag Coney Convos if you think you know the answer. The 0-1. Runner starts and stops. And the ball in the dirt smothered by Rosario. It's even at 1-1. But on this date in 1972, Mets trailed 8-0 going into the eighth inning at the old Astrodome. Scored 7 in the eighth, 4 in the ninth to come from behind and win it. Our question is, who had the go-ahead two-run base hit in the ninth inning? As Osborne fouls it towards the press box. And it's a ball and two strikes. But tweet with the hashtag ConeyConvos if you think you know the answer. Already have a couple of correct responses tonight. Runner goes, the 1-2, and Osborne blasts one down the left field line, but well out in front of foul ball. And so Smith back to first base with the count 1-2 on the Brooklyn catcher. Omar De Los Santos, the left fielder, waiting on deck. Here's the 1-2, up and away. Rosario out of his crouch to reel it in. It's 2-2. Bottom of the 8 o'clock hour in the East. Brooklyn 4, Greenville nothing. Cyclones men at the corners and one out. Looking to add to the lead. The 2-2 from Perales and Osborne in the air, center field. Back to the bag, Lugo to tag. Leaping to make the catch in center is Castro. But Lugo will score from third base without a play. It's a sacrifice fly for Drake Osborne. His second RBI tonight, his 31st of the year, makes it 5-0. So Osborne does his job, brings in the runner from third base. Staying put at first, DeAndre Smith. And so one on and two out for Omar De Los Santos. Actually, stand corrected, Carlos Dominguez at first. Smith erased on Carlos's fielder's choice. Well, that'll be all for Perales tonight. Iggy Suarez, the Greenville manager, out of the first base dugout. And with Perales at 90 pitches, he's going to make a Bi-Cal Auto Mall call to the bullpen. New arm coming in, one on it, two out, one in for Brooklyn. They lead it 5-0 in the sixth right here on the Cyclones Radio Network.
At Maimonides, excellence never stops. Our physicians here in Brooklyn have the best heart attack survival rates in the entire U.S. and are among the top 10 performers nationwide for clinical outcomes across health conditions. We've created separate spaces and safe care pathways, so there's no reason to put your health on hold. Maimonides Medical Center. Extraordinary times, extraordinary care.
I keep having this reoccurring dream. It's bases loaded and nobody out. I hit a pop-up that goes so high, nobody can see it. I race around the bases and reach home, and it still doesn't come down. What happens?
You go back to the dugout, you're out.
Why?
Infield fly rule.
They're not those kind of analysts, but they do analyze the game every night on MLB Tonight.
But if it doesn't come down...
You're out. Just move on.
This pitching change driven by Bi-Cal Auto Mall. Visit them 2859 Flatbush Avenue in Brooklyn. Or log on to Bi-Cal Auto Mall BrooklynCyclones.com. On is the southpaw. Nathan Landry takes over for Perales with two out in the sixth. Landry, 6'2", 200 pounds, 24 years old from Victoriaville, Quebec in Canada. Omar De Los Santos, the batter, with one on and two out. Brooklyn a run in on the Lugo sack fly. Rather, on the Osborne sack fly to score Lugo. As De Los Santos takes outside for ball one. Landry works from the third base side of the rubber. White pants rolled up just below the knees. Tall red socks. As De Los Santos swings through the fastball up and away at 89. It's even at a ball and a strike. Landry, making his 17th appearance, has struggled with Greenville 1-1 and 8.84 ERA. 1-1, runner goes. Pitch a called strike. Throw down to second base. Kicks into center field. And the concern is on the fielder at second base. Dominguez slid in at second and collided a little bit with Christian Campbell. I think Dominguez was concerned that his knee knocked into Campbell's head, but Campbell is back up on his feet, and Campbell motioning to Dominguez that he is all right. So good sportsmanship from base runner and fielder. Dominguez, his first stolen bag as a Cyclone. But it's a ball and two strikes on Omar. The lefties 1-2, and De Los Santos can't catch up to the high fastball for strike three. So Landry comes out of the bullpen, picks up a four-pitch strikeout. But Brooklyn adds a run in the sixth. Two hits and one man left at the end of five and a half. 5-0 Cyclones on the Brooklyn Cyclones Radio Network.
Optimum's fast 5-gig fiber internet helps Simone Suarez go farther, faster. With 99.9% reliability and speeds more than twice as fast as Verizon and Frontier, she can become a sports sensation. And with whole home Wi-Fi coverage, Simone can show off her soccer skills from any room in the house. Get Optimum Fiber for as low as $30 a month and go farther with everything you do.
Hey Cyclones fans, be sure to join us at Maimonides Park for our Thursday night meal deal, where you can get dinner and a show for only $20. This package includes a field box ticket as well as our Thursday night meal deal. Take your pick of a hamburger, hot dog, or chicken tenders, in addition to a bag of chips and a fountain drink. Please visit our team website, BrooklynCyclones.com, or call 718-37-BKLYN for additional information.
Hi, this is Joshua Cornelli from Caracas, Venezuela, and you are listening to Brooklyn Cyclones Baseball, only on the Cyclones Radio Network.
Bottom of the sixth inning, Brooklyn in front, 5-0. Fan Sweet and Boozy Ice Cream has arrived, located next to the bar by the Cyclones team store. Sweet and Boozy serves up four incredible ice cream flavors, five booze-infused flavors for our adult fans, and three social media crazy thunder cups for you to snap some pictures with. Make sure you come down to a Cyclones game to get your sweetness on. Top of the lineup, due up for Greenville in the bottom of the sixth. And the first pitch to Roman Anthony misses low for ball one. Kalina, that is 78th pitch tonight. Anthony has struck out in both at-bats, the 1-0. There's a tapper back to the mound over the head of Kalina. Tough play for Williams. Throw to first, and they got him. Oh, what a play by Chet Williams in and to his left. Fielded it behind the pitcher's mound. Anthony runs so well. Thought once that ball got over Kalina's mitt, it was going to be trouble. But Jet Williams with a stellar play coming in. And one 19-year-old retires the other for the first out of the sixth. Christian Campbell, one for two, as flied out to right and single to center. Righty's first pitch, and Campbell rips it down the right field line out of play. Time to get you the answer to our Coney Convo's trivia question of the night. Do have a couple of correct answers. The 0-1. Fastball outside at 92. And it's even at a ball and a strike. But our question tonight on this date in 1972, Mets trailed the Astros 8-0 going into the eighth inning at the Astrodome. As a pitch clock violation ruled on Colina, makes it two balls and a strike. But the Mets trailed 8-0 entering the eighth inning, scored seven in the eighth, four in the ninth to come back and win. As Campbell fouls it back, it's 2-2. Our question tonight was, who had the go-ahead two-run single in the top of the ninth inning? And shout out once again to the Wolf, David Pecoraro, and Robert Anderson. Both coming up with the correct response of Cleon Jones as Campbell strikes out on the high cheese. 93 up in the zone for Colina, his ninth strikeout tonight, adding to his season high. And there's two down in the bottom of the sixth for Alan Castro. Castro, one for two, struck out and reached on an infield base hit. Cleon Jones had the go-ahead two-run knock off Tom Griffin in the top of the ninth inning. First pitch that Castro taken for a strike, it's 0-1. John Milner was the man at the plate when an error allowed the Mets to tie the game. As Castro takes outside, it's even at a ball and a strike. Really have to go back into the annals. Look at that lineup. As this one line past the outstretched glove of Lugo and down the left field line all the way to the base of the fence. Castro on his way to second as De Los Santos' throw comes into third base. It's a two-out double for Alan Castro, his 10th two-base hit of the year. And the drive, a man in scoring position and two out in the sixth. Brings up Brian Gonzalez, 0 for 2 tonight. Colina at 86 pitches with two out in the sixth inning. The high water mark for him so far this year was 84 prior to tonight. So a season high in pitches for Colina. Trying to get one last out here in the sixth. Gonzalez line to right in his last at-bat. He's 0 for 2. For the Mets lineup that day in Houston. First pitch to Gonzalez, up and in. Dips his front shoulder out of the way. It's 1-0. But Tommy Agee led off in center. Ken Boswell was the second baseman. John Milner hit third in right. Ed Cranepool was the cleanup batter at first. And Cleon Jones, the right or left fielder that day, bat in the five slot. As Gonzalez takes a called strike, hits 1-1. Wayne Garrett hit sixth at third. Duffy Dyer was the catcher in the seven hole. And Bud Harrelson hit eighth at short. There's a fastball strike at 93. It's 1-2. And ironically enough, the starting pitcher for the Mets that day was Brent Strom, who would be, I want to say, the pitching coach for the Astros at least when they won the World Series in 2017. 1-2 up and away. And it's even, two balls and two strikes, and they're going to call a balk. They call a balk on that pitch by Colina. So that pitch should not count. It should still be 1-2 on Gonzalez. But Castro is awarded at third base. Didn't see exactly what Colina did there. Might have been some slight flinch seen by the base umpire Warren Eubanks. The 1-2 on the outside corner, strike three called, a career high tying 10 strikeouts tonight for Robert Colina over a career high six innings of shutout baseball. What a job done for Colina, and a bounce back effort after he was chased after two thirds of an inning on Sunday. We head to the seventh, 5-0 Brooklyn on the Cyclones Radio Network.
We had no business being in this business, but you can't fail if you don't quit. Born in a shack off the highway and raised in Austin, we bottled that spirit and capped it in copper like a sunset. For 25 years, we told friends and shared the joy. You made us who we are. It's more than vodka. There's spirit in this bottle.
For the early to rise road trippers, the late night truck drivers, or even the bucket list checking baseball fans, your Wyndham is waiting, no matter who you are, where you're going, or why. With 24 trusted brands to choose from, like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, there's a hotel by Wyndham for everyone. Wyndham Hotels and Resorts, the official hotel of minor league baseball. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
Top of the seventh inning, Nathan Landry back out for his first full inning of relief. Jet Williams, Alex Ramirez, Ryan Clifford. Top of the lineup due up for the Cyclones. First pitch to Jet. This is up and away for ball one. Williams, 1-for-2, has walked and singled, scored a run, and has flied out to center. 1-0 pitch. And Williams in the air, center field. Over to his right is Castro, backing up a little bit as well. And still on the grass, makes the running grab for the first out. Brooklyn, 5 runs, 7 hits, no errors. They have left 4. Greenville at 0 runs, 5 hits, an error. They have stranded 4 as well. Ramirez, 1-for-3. Single to center and scored in the first. Since then, a couple of line drives to third. And he takes high. It is 1-0. Landry, drafted last year by the Red Sox out of Missouri. Final line for the starter, Luis Perales. 1-0. Ramirez sat a play to the right. Even at 1-1, Perales, 5 runs allowed, all earned on 7 hits. Walked 2, struck out 7, gave up a pair of home runs in 5 2/3 innings. 90 pitches and 63 strikes as time called by Alex. Ramirez, base hit last night, base hit today. Now 2 hits behind Jose Peraza for the all-time franchise record. 1-1 high and away, pops out of the glove of Rosario. And Ramirez in front, 2 balls and a strike. Landry sets Bell tie the 2-1, and Ramirez can't lay back. Slider down and in, and he swings over the top of it. It's even 2-2. Landry joined Greenville from single-A Salem on May the 2nd. Did have a stint on the IL from July 29th to August the 24th as Ramirez puts one in the air deep left field, and another one is ticketed for the Green Monster. Alex Ramirez, a long shot to straightaway left, his 7th home run of the year, and make it a 6-0 Cyclones lead in the 7th. 102.9 miles an hour off the bat, 387 feet. His 7th home run, his 52nd RBI, and Brooklyn a 6-run cushion in the 7th inning. Now he is 1 hit shy of matching Jose Peraza's franchise record and 5 RBIs behind Peraza's franchise mark in that category as Ryan Clifford rips a single through the hole between first and second for a base hit. Ryan Clifford extends his on-base streak to 11. And Brooklyn with one on, one in, and one out in the top of the seventh inning.
The Apparel Master cleanup hitter, right fielder, Stanley Consuegra.
So three home runs tonight for Brooklyn. As Stanley Consuegra fouls it back, it's 0-1. Stanley hit the first. A three-run shot in the first, since then has struck out and flied out to center. The 0-1. Consuegra bouncing ball to third. Underhand flip by Seamus on his second for one. Relay back to first, not in time. Seamus got such a head start on that slow ground ball to the left. He was able to be about, I don't know, three-quarters of the way to second base. Short enough that he was able to underhand flip that ball to Campbell and still have a chance to get Consuegra hustling up the first base line. So a man at first, two out. William Lugo is two for three. He's doubled and singled tonight. Came around to score last inning. And he swings through the first offering from Landry. It's 0-1. Consuegra takes the leadoff first. A one-strike pitch, and Lugo takes up and away. It's one ball and one strike. DeAndre Smith, the second baseman, waiting in the wings on deck. Greenville will have 5, 6, and 7 due up in their half of the seventh. 1-1 outside. Fastball from Landry. And the count 2-1. Landry spent about a month on the IL. Pitching for the first time since last Saturday. Gave up two runs on three hits in an inning, including a home run. As Lugo takes another one at the bottom of the zone, it's 2-2. Brooklyn trying to force a rubber match in the series finale tomorrow afternoon. The 2-2. Lugo off the end of the bat, fielded on a hop at second by Campbell. Underhand flip to the shortstop, Paulino covering. And the side is retired. But Brooklyn adds another run on the home run to left by Alex Ramirez at the end of 6.5. Time to get up and stretch here from South Carolina. 6-0 Brooklyn on the Cyclones Radio Network.
Hey Cyclones fans, be sure to join us at Maimonides Park for our Thursday night meal deal, where you can get dinner and a show for only $20. This package includes a field box ticket as well as our Thursday night meal deal. Take your pick of a hamburger, hot dog, or chicken tenders, in addition to a bag of chips and a fountain drink. Please visit our team website, brooklyncyclones.com, or call 718-37-BKLYN for additional information.
For the early to rise road trippers, the late night truck drivers, or even the bucket list checking baseball fans, your Wyndham is waiting, no matter who you are, where you're going, or why. With 24 trusted brands to choose from, like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, there's a hotel by Wyndham for everyone. Wyndham Hotels and Resorts, the official hotel of minor league baseball. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
Hi, this is Chris Newell from Clarkston, Michigan, and you're listening to Brooklyn Cyclones Baseball, only on the Cyclones Radio Network.
This pitching change driven by Bicol Auto Mall. Visit them 2859 Flatbush Avenue in Brooklyn. Or log on to BicolAutoMall.com. Chris Newell calling upon the right-hander JoJo Rodriguez. 6 feet tall, 180 pounds, 23 years old from Vineland, New Jersey. Struck out 5 2 2/3 innings in his Cyclones debut last week. And his first pitch to Ronald Rosario is cut on and missed. It's 0-1. What a day for Robert Kalina. His best start of the season, and maybe his career. The 0-1, and another swing and a miss. Slider away, it's 0-2. Kalina, a career-high 6 innings. No runs on 5 hits, no walks, and a career-high tying at 10 strikeouts. The 0-2 in the dirt. Rosario stays away. It's a ball and 2 strikes. Kalina, a career-high 90 pitches, or at least a season-high 90 pitches and 65 strikes. The righties 1-2, way outside. Nice backhanded stop by Osborne. 2 balls, 2 strikes. Rodriguez against Asheville last Saturday gave up 3 runs on 3 hits in 2 2/3. But did not walk a batter and struck out 5, 47 pitches and 31 strikes. The 2-2. This one line. Nice backhanded scoop by Clifford towards the line. And he goes to first, steps on the bag himself. One away in the bottom of the 7th inning. Nifty glove work by Clifford at the first base bag. One out in the 7th for Edinson Paulino. Doubled to left. And was stranded at second in the 5th. Also grounded out to second. 1-for-2 today. Rodriguez made 23 appearances at single A. St. Lucie went 2-1 with an 8.55 ERA. As Paulino takes outside for ball one. But had an ERA of 4 over his final 5 appearances before joining Brooklyn at the end of August. As Paulino rolls it up the first base line. It's 1-1. Fastball, slider, changeup for Rodriguez. Started his career as a shortstop and third baseman in high school. Became a pitcher when he was throwing at Cumberland County College in New Jersey. This one punished in the air to right. Back goes Consuegra. He leaps, and that one's off the fence. Paulino on his way to second, and he's there standing with his second double and as many at-bats. 4 two-base hits in this series for Edinson Paulino. And the drive a man in scoring position and one out for Eduardo Lopez. For Paulino, that is 28th double of the year. And Osborne out to the mound to talk with the righty. But after a couple of years at Cumberland County College, including being on the team as a sophomore that won the Division III Junior College World Series, transferred on to St. John's in Queens. And pitched 3 seasons there before signing with the Mets out of the MLB Draft League last August. Eduardo Lopez has struck out twice tonight. Lefty batter. And the first pitch checked his swing. Did he go? No, he did not. On appeal, says Eubanks. And the count 1-0. A look at second. 1-0. And Lopez, a bouncing ball to second. On his way to third is Paulino, but DeAndre Smith makes the easy play on a first, 2 out. So a runner at third, 2 down for the number 8 hitter Carson Semus has singled to right and flied out to right tonight. How about the Binghamton Rumble Ponies? Jordan Gieber, Brendan Hardy, Paul Gervais combining on a shutout as Carson Semus takes inside for ball one. A 6-hitter. The only 3 runs scored on a Kevin Parada home run in the 7th. They've won a season-high 6 straight and 12 of their last 14. The 1-0 outside. And the count, 2 balls and no strikes. Semus. His brother Cole pitching for the Winston-Salem Dash this year. His dad Bill, former big leaguer with the White Sox. Also played for the Long Island Ducks. 2-0. There's a ground ball to third. Scooped on the forehand by Lugo. Throws a rocket to first, and he retires his counterpart to end the inning. So JoJo works around the one-out double to strand a runner at third. Seven innings in the books. Brooklyn in front, 6-0 on the Cyclones Radio Network.
Hey, Cyclones fans. Be sure to join us at Maimonides Park for our Thursday night meal deal, where you can get dinner and a show for only $20. This package includes a field box ticket as well as our Thursday night meal deal. Take your pick of a hamburger, hot dog, or chicken tenders, in addition to a bag of chips and a fountain drink. Please visit our team website, brooklyncyclones.com, or call 718-37-BKLYN for additional information.
Come on out to Maimonides Park, where kids eat free on Wednesdays. For every Wednesday night game during the 2023 season, the first 500 kids age 14 and under that enter the ballpark will receive a voucher for Kids Eat Free. These vouchers can be redeemed at any concession stand through the ballpark for a hot dog and chips and a soft drink. For more info, please visit BrooklynCyclones.com.
This call to the bullpen driven by Mi-Cal Auto Mall. Visit them 2859 Flatbush Avenue in Brooklyn. Or log on to MiCalAutoMall.com. Out is the left-hander Nathan Landry. On is the right-hander Gabriel Jackson. Jackson, 6'2", 180. 21 years old from Samana in the Dominican Republic. Will face 6-7 and 8 in the Brooklyn lineup. Smith, Dominguez, and Osborne. First pitch from Jackson nearly hits DeAndre. Has to move his hips out of the way. And the count 1-0. Jackson making his third appearance with Greenville. 0-1. Has given up 8 hits and 4 runs in 2 and a third innings. 2 walks and a strikeout. Last pitched against Chicory on Sunday, gave up 2 runs on 3 hits in an inning. And Smith takes a strike on the outer half. It's even at a ball and a strike. Jackson joined Greenville from Salem on August the 20th. 1-1. Smith pulls it sharply and fair over the third base bag. Hits off the sidewall. Rolls into straightaway left. Smith turning on the Jets to throw to second base. Way wild and has to be reeled in by the first baseman Gonzalez. Out near the lip of the right field grass. DeAndre Smith, his second hit in as many at-bats. It's a TD Bank double. And the Cyclones, a man in scoring position and nobody out. That double brought to you by TD Bank and their Double Up credit card, offering up to 2% back on qualifying purchases. Brings up Carlos Dominguez, 0-3. Grounded into a fielder's choice in his last at-bat. First pitch, and this a tapper back towards the mound. Jackson fields, fires low to first, but in plenty of time to get Carlos as DeAndre advances 90 feet to third. So a runner at third base, one out for Drake Osborne. Osborne has a solo home run and a sac fly tonight. Brought in Brooklyn's fifth run in the sixth. Infield in for Greenville. Trying to cut off another run. First pitch to Drake. Outside and low for ball one. Jackson, though, made 25 appearances, 4 starts in the Carolina League. Went 4-1 at a 3.05 ERA. Did not record a whole lot of strikeouts, though. 1-0, way outside. Nice backhanded stop by Rosario. Keeps DeAndre at third. It's 2 balls and no strikes. Just 40 strikeouts and 19 walks in 62 innings. a good walk rate, but the strikeout rate well below league average. The 2-0, low and away. Three balls and no strikes, and could be a reason for why Jackson has been hit a bit hard in his first couple of outings in the South Atlantic League. The 3-0, Osborne taking all the way, looks at a strike. And it's 3-1. Brooklyn, 6 runs, 10 hits, no errors. They have left 5. Greenville, no runs, 6 hits, 1 error. They have left 5 as well. Jackson's 3-1, and Osborne pulls it towards the third base dugout. And it's full 3-2. Omar De Los Santos waiting on deck. Beautiful night in Greenville. Brooklyn, 3 runs in the first, 1 in the second. And 1 more in each of the 6th and 7th innings. Looking to add the 8th to that number as well. The 3-2, up and in, ball 4. So Drake Osborne on base for the second time. Third productive plate appearance for the Texas native tonight. And Brooklyn with runners at the corners for Omar De Los Santos. Osborne probably thrilled that his Raging Cajuns don't or did not start until 8:30 tonight. Catch the end of it after this one concludes as De Los Santos hits one on the ground at third. Could be two on a second for one. Back to first, double play. De Los Santos slowed down as he was getting towards the first base bag. And De Los Santos, normally a player, very hard to double up. Well, Greenville able to do so, 5-4-3 around the horn. So Brooklyn strands a man on one hit to the bottom of the eighth. 6-0 Brooklyn on the Cyclones Radio Network.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that'll bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your visit today at baseballhall.org.
We had no business being in this business. But you can't fail if you don't quit. Born in a shack off the highway and raised in Austin, we bottled that spirit and capped it in copper like a sunset. For 25 years, we told friends and shared the joy. You made us who we are. It's more than vodka. There's spirit in this bottle.
Bottom of the eighth inning, 6-0 Brooklyn. Jojo Rodriguez out for his second inning of relief tonight. Nick Decker, Roman Anthony, Christian Campbell, 9-1 and 2, due up for the drive in the frame. The sounds of Sweet Caroline echoing throughout the ballpark. Nick Decker, 0 for 2 tonight, has fly to left and grounded out to short. First pitch of the eighth from Rodriguez, hit on the ground and through the right side for a base hit. It was a big hole between the first baseman and second baseman. And Decker reaches with a leadoff single through that hole. So the drive have the leadoff man on for the first time since the fifth. Back to the top of the order and Roman Anthony. Anthony 0 for 3 tonight, a couple of strikeouts and a ground out to short. Take a look around Major League Baseball here in the eighth inning. Rodriguez first pitch and a changeup as Anthony trying to bring his swing to a halt but could not. It's 0-1. Marlins beat the Nationals 11-5 this afternoon. Jake Berger, a multi-home run game. Jesus Sanchez, Brian De La Cruz went deep as well. As Anthony out in front, it's 0-2. Former Met Dominic Smith went deep for Washington. Lane Thomas is 22nd for the Nationals this year. A's beat the Angels at 2-1. Brent Rooker, a two-run home run, is 23rd for Oakland. At the belt, the 0-2. And the breaking ball low. Anthony stays away. It's a ball and two strikes. Bottom of the 10th in Cleveland. Guardians and Rays are tied at 5. Cleveland tied it in the bottom of the 9th on a Stephen Kwan single. Gabriel Arias, a home run for Cleveland. Yandy Diaz, Christian Bethencourt, Jose Siri, home runs for Tampa. The 1-2, and Anthony swings and misses for strike 3. Changed it up on him off the outside corner. And he forces Anthony to chase for the first out of the 8th inning. First strikeout tonight for JoJo. One out in the 8th for Christian Campbell. And painting the corner punch out, brought to you as always by Lock and Solo Paints. Campbell 1-for-3 with a base hit. Struck out last time up in the 6th. First pitch from JoJo, way outside. And the count 1-0. Going to the bottom of the 9th in Cincinnati, Cubs a 1-0 lead thanks to a Jamer Candelario home run in the 7th, his 20th. Javier Assad, 8 shutout innings tonight for the Cubs. As this one ripped down the left field line, but that spinning foul. Off by that cutout down the line, it's 1-1. Top of the 6th in Kansas City, Red Sox a 9-1 lead on the Royals. Tristan Casas, a two-run home run, is 22nd. Tanner Houck, 5 innings of one-run ball. Royals well into their bullpen tonight. The 1-1, outside and low. And the count 2-1. Bottom of the 6th in Flushing, the Mariners have scored 1 in the 5th, 3 in the 6th to take a 7-3 lead. Dominic Canzone, a two-run home run in the 6th, is 4th with Seattle. 2-1. Low as well. And it's 3 balls and a strike. DJ Stewart at the time in a game-tying 3-run home run for the Mets in the 4th. A tough night for Grant Hartwig out of the bullpen. But Mark Vientos has just hit a home run, his 4th. It's a 7-4 ball game. 3-1. Campbell pops it in the air. First base side. Clifford by the railing of Greenville's dugout. And it's on to the roof of said dugout. And the count runs full. Luis Castillo still on the bump for the Mariners tonight. Top of the 8th on the south side of Chicago. The Tigers a 9-0 lead on the White Sox. Andre Lipschitz homering in his first major league at bat, a 2-run shot off Mike Clevinger. Three 2 pitch, up and in, nearly hits him, and it did. Caught Campbell on the shoulder, maybe by the forearm as well. I think Rodriguez thought that Campbell leaned into that pitch just a tad. Campbell does stand very close towards the plate. Well, the drive now with 2 on and 1 out for Alan Castro. Castro, 2-for-3, has singled and doubled in his last 2 at-bats. Struck out against Kalina in the 1st. And the first toss from Rodriguez. Tap behind the plate, no balls and a strike. Reese Olson still going for the Tigers tonight. 7 innings of 4-hit shutout ball. Yankees leading the Astros 5-4 in the top of the 6th inning. Aaron Judge, his 31st home run of the year for New York. Michael Brantley and Yiner Diaz have gone deep for Houston. Brantley is first since coming back from the IL. Diaz is 20th. Osborne and Rodriguez discussing strategy ahead of the 0-1, Alan Castro. Top of the seventh in St. Louis. Pirates a 5-4 lead on the Cardinals. Tyler O'Neill, Lars Nootbaar with home runs for St. Louis tonight. End of the sixth in Arlington. The Twins a 5-run fourth gives them a 6-5 lead on the Rangers. The 0-1 to the switch hitter. And a changeup has Castro out in front. And Rodriguez ahead 0-2. Donovan Solano, a solo home run, his fifth for the Twins. Adolis Garcia and Sam Huff have left the building, each with two-run shots for Texas. The 0-2. This is low. Another changeup, and it's a ball and two strikes. Top of the sixth in Milwaukee. Brewers up 7-3 on the Phillies. Carlos Santana, a two-run home run, is 19th. Kyle Schwarber, JT Realmuto, Trey Turner have homered for the Phils. 1-2, and Castro may have swung at ball two, but fouls it off the end of the bat. Remains a 1-2 count. Top of the fourth in Arizona. Diamondbacks a 2-0 lead on the Orioles. Slade Ciccone against Kyle Bradish. Two on, one out, bottom of the eighth. Brooklyn a 6-0 lead. 1-2. And Castro goes fishing in the dirt. Strike three. Slide piece that time from JoJo. Second strikeout of the night and the inning for Rodriguez. Two out in the eighth for Brian Gonzalez. Another painting the corner punch out. Brought to you by Lock and Solo Paints. Gonzalez 0 for 3 tonight. Couple of strikeouts and a line drive to right. But wrapping up our look around the big leagues. Top of the fourth. Blue Jays up 5-2 on the Rockies. Kevin Kiermaier, a home run, is seventh for Toronto. Yusei Kikuchi against Ty Black. First pitch from Rodriguez. And Gonzalez comes up empty on the fastball in. And it's 0-1. End of two in San Diego. Padres a 3-0 lead on the Giants thanks to three solo home runs from Juan Soto, Xander Bogaerts, and Gary Sanchez. The 0-1. In the dirt, knocked down by Osborne. Throw to third, runner trying to advance, and he's out by a mile. A great play by Osborne to keep the ball in front. And Decker, for the second time in as many games he's played this week, thrown out trying to advance to third. And this time, it comes for the final out in a game in which Greenville trails by six. Wouldn't have been a bad idea if the ball got further away from Osborne. But Drake, a beautiful job to throw out Decker trying to advance on the dirt ball. No runs, one hit, one left. We head to the ninth. 6-0 Cyclones on the Brooklyn Cyclones Radio Network.
Sundays with the Cyclones make the most fun ballpark in America even more fun. Kids get free ice cream and an opportunity to run the bases after the game. There are great giveaways, character appearances, bounce house fun in the backyard, and so much more. Check out BrooklynCyclones.com or call 718-37-BKLYN for all the Sunday Fundy information you need.
Hey, Cyclones fans. Have you ever wanted the chance to be behind the mic for that big home run call? Well, now you can. Throughout the 2023 season, kids age 7 through 14 will be selected for a chance to be the Cyclones Kidcaster of the game. This exclusive experience includes four tickets to that Sunday's game, a prize pack from Dave & Buster's, and the chance to join the Cyclones radio team and call the game in the bottom of the third inning. To enter and find additional information, please visit BrooklynCyclones.com.
Well, it's got to be 5 o'clock somewhere. As we head to the top of the ninth inning, it's actually a quarter after nine here on the East Coast. Justin Rock with you on the Cyclones Radio Network, paying tribute to the late, great Jimmy Buffett, who passed away earlier today after a battle with cancer. Our thoughts, condolences, prayers with Jimmy's family and friends as Williams takes a called strike. And as we say, in people of my faith, the Jewish faith, may his memory forever be a blessing. As Williams nearly gets drilled with a fastball inside, count evens up at a ball and a strike. And a sad couple of weeks with the passing of Jimmy Buffett and Bob Barker, a legendary host of The Price is Right. As Williams takes outside, it's two balls and one strike. Williams, one for three, has walked and singled. He's also scored a run. 2-1. And Jackson hits the outside corner. Count evens up at 2-2. Wrapping up our look around the big leagues, only one score we haven't told you about. It's the game that started most recently as Williams takes outside and the count full. Well, the Dodgers and the Braves, three batters into that ball game, no score. Emmett Sheehan against Bryce Elder. It's your look around the big leagues tonight. Our series, make sure you mark your calendars, will start, or the series finale tomorrow will start at 6:05. As Williams takes a called strike, three on the outside corner. 93 on the outer half. Williams down on strikes for the first time. And Gabriel Jackson has his first strikeout of the night. One out in the ninth for Alex Ramirez. Ramirez, a single and a home run. 2-for-4 today. First pitch to Rami. The 20-year-old takes a strike at the knees. And the count 0-1. Greenville will have four, 5, and 6 due up in their half of the ninth inning. Brooklyn trying to answer Greenville's shutout, or the shutout of their own tonight. The 1-1. Again at the bottom of the zone for a call. Strike two. Great crowd again on hand here at Floor Field. 1-2. Ramirez swinging a foul tip into the glove of Rosario for strike three. So back-to-back strikeouts for Jackson to start the ninth inning. Brings up Ryan Clifford. Single to right in his last at-bat. He's 1-for-4. Snapped his hitless streak. He takes one at the bottom of the zone again, 0-1. Curious to see if JoJo Rodriguez comes back out for a third inning of relief. Good work into a third inning in Asheville last Saturday as Clifford takes a strike. For 47 pitches that day, he's at 31 through two innings tonight. As Clifford, a foul tip into the glove of Rosario, strike three. Well, we talked last inning about Jackson not being a big strikeout pitcher, at least based on the numbers this year. Tell that to Brooklyn. Gabriel Jackson just struck out the side in order in the ninth. No runs, no hits, nobody left. JoJo Rodriguez trying to close it out. Brooklyn a 6-0 lead on the Cyclones Radio Network.
Optimum's fast 5-gig fiber internet helps Simone Suarez go farther, faster. Yes! With 99.9% reliability and speeds more than twice as fast as Verizon and Frontier, she can become a sports sensation. And with whole home Wi-Fi coverage, Simone can show off her soccer skills from any room in the house. Get Optimum Fiber for as low as $30 a month and go farther with everything you do.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the app or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
Hi, this is Jace Beck from Tuttle, Oklahoma, and you're listening to Brooklyn Cyclones Baseball, only on the Cyclones Radio Network.
JoJo Rodriguez back out for a third inning of relief. Brooklyn trying to close out a shutout victory. Brian Gonzalez, Ronald Rosario, Edinson Paulino, the three is scheduled to bat in the inning for the drive. Gonzalez was at the plate when Decker was thrown out trying to advance to third on a dirt ball. Swing and a miss at the first pitch off speed from Rodriguez to start the ninth. And the count 0-1. Fans, a reminder, after the final out, win or lose, we'll have the recap report for you. Look back at today's game, scores from out of town. Look ahead to the series finale tomorrow night. As Gonzalez again laid on the high cheese, it's 0-2. Saul Garcia will make his first start as a Cyclone, made his debut on Tuesday night against the Navy veteran, right-hander Noah Song. The 0-2 on the outside corner. Got him looking. Strike three. JoJo Rodriguez recorded his last three outs on strikeouts. And there is one away in the ninth. That painting the corner punch out brought to you, as always, by Lock and Solo Paints. Visit them in Brooklyn and the Bronx for reliability, convenience, and satisfaction. Ronald Rosario 0-for-3 tonight. Couple of strikeouts and a ground out. And he takes another strike. Low outside corner. And the count 0-1. One strike pitch from JoJo. And the breaking ball too far inside. And the count evens at 1-1. Brooklyn coming into play tonight. 10 shutouts this season. Just tied for the most in franchise history. It had four other occasions. As Rosario takes outside and low, it's 2-1. Prior to this year, last time Brooklyn had shut out their opponent 10 times in a season was back in 2014. Did it over 76 games in the New York Penn League schedule. Short season ball. As Rosario can't hold up on the pitch in the dirt, it's even at 2-2. So if you're bad at math like myself and you need to break out a calculator, that's over 13% of the Cyclones games in 2014 that ended with them shutting out their opponent. 2-2. Dribbled up the first baseline. We'll do it again. That's hard to do. That's got to be as high a percentage of a team's games in which they shut out their opponent as you can get. The righty deals. This one hit on the ground past the diving glove of DeAndre Smith and into right center for a base hit. Over to cut it off from Ramirez. Throw in, misses second base, but backed up by JoJo Rodriguez. So Ronald Rosario collects a one-out single. And the drive, one on and one out for Edinson Paulino. Also worth noting, today the anniversary of the Mets retiring their first number in franchise history. This date, 1965, at a pregame ceremony at Shea Stadium. Mets retiring Casey Stengel's number 37. As that in the dirt kicks off the legs of Osborne and ricochets all the way near the entrance to Brooklyn's third base dugout. So a wild pitch allows Rosario to take second. And he's there with one away. But Stengel was managing the Mets that year in 65. Resigned at the end of July after he fractured his hip. The 1-0 outside and low. Two balls and no strikes. Rodriguez up at 42 pitches tonight. Season high is 58. That back in June with St. Lucie. 2-0, low and away, ball three. With Eduardo Lopez, the right fielder, waiting on deck. One on and one out in the ninth. Brooklyn in front 6-0. Here's the 3-0 on the inside. Oh, no, thought that was going to clip the inside corner. A ruled inside, ball four to Paulina. First walk allowed by Rodriguez tonight. Two on and one out. But a double play in order for Eduardo Lopez. Fortunately, not much great news to report out of the Garden State right now. It is 8-3 Jersey Shore in the bottom of the eighth inning. First pitch to Lopez, and he chases the fastball away. And the count 0-1. Bottom of the 9 o'clock hour in the East. Bottom of the ninth inning, Brooklyn in front, 6-0. The 0-1. There's a check swing ground ball off the glove of the pitcher, Rodriguez, and into no man's land, and everybody's going to be safe. Could have been a game-ending double play. Rodriguez, acting upon instinct, jumped for the baseball, went off the edge of his glove, and went to the left of DeAndre Smith, who was cutting to his right. And so an infield base hit, and Greenville threatening to break up the shutout and more. They have the bases loaded with one out for Carson Semus. Osborne and Lugo, the catcher and third baseman, over to Tuck with the right-hander ahead of this situation with the bases loaded. Semus 1-for-3 tonight. Ground out to third in his last at-bat. So Carson Semus with the bases loaded and one out here in the ninth. And the first pitch taken at the knees. And the count 0-1. Three straight have reached with one out. After a three-pitch strikeout started the inning, a single, a walk, and another single. The 0-1. This is high, and the count evens at 1-1. Rodriguez has only thrown over 50 pitches in a game once this year. That was the game on June 14th where he threw a season-high 58. The 1-1. Swing and a miss. Fastball down at 93. And Semus behind 1-2. Nick Decker, the left fielder, waiting on deck. Time called at home plate by Semus. Brooklyn, 3 in the first, 1 in the second, 1 in the sixth, 1 in the seventh. 3 home runs tonight for Brooklyn. Have helped propel them to a 6-0 lead, looking to get 2 more outs. The 1-2. Swing and a miss. Got him to chase for strike 3. The slider. 4 straight outs now for Rodriguez with strikeouts. And the Cyclones 1 out away from victory. Painting the corner punch out again, brought to you by Lock and Solo Paints. That the 14th strikeout for Cyclones pitching tonight. Nick Decker, 1-for-3, singled it to right last inning against Rodriguez. We'll try and keep the game going and break up the shutout. The first pitch misses low. Blocked with the chest by Osborne. And the count 1-0. Decker, a native of New Jersey. Was Boston's second-round pick in 2018 out of Seneca High School in Tabernacle, New Jersey. Southern portion of the Garden State, the 1-0. And Decker in the air, center field. Playable for Ramirez to his left. Makes the catch in right center field. And you can celebrate a record-setting 11th shutout Cyclones victory. A new franchise high watermark in 2023. Never before had the Cyclones earned 11 shutouts in one season. But tonight, Robert Colina, a career-high six innings, tied a career best with 10 strikeouts. Jojo Rodriguez struck out four over three shutout innings to close it out. And you couple that with three home runs tonight, and the Cyclones will again remain at least in a tie for first place atop the South Atlantic League North with just a week left of games to play here in the 2023 regular season. Brooklyn 6, Greenville nothing at your final. We'll put a bow on this when we come back on the Cyclones Radio Network.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that'll bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your visit today at baseballhall.org.
Start your weekend off right at Maimonides Park for Drinks on Us every Friday during the regular season. With this special offer, you'll receive a field box ticket in addition to two 24-ounce domestic beers or seltzers for just $20. Drink credit will appear as loaded ticket. You will need to scan your ticket at point of sale to claim your drinks. Please visit BrooklynCyclones.com or call 718-37-BKLYN for more information and to purchase tickets.
Come on out to Maimonides Park, where kids eat free on Wednesdays. For every Wednesday night game during the 2023 season, the first 500 kids age 14 and under that enter the ballpark will receive a voucher for Kids Eat Free. These vouchers can be redeemed at any concession stand through the ballpark for a hot dog and chips and a soft drink. For more info, please visit BrooklynCyclones.com.
Hi, this is Drake Osborne from Corpus Christi, Texas, and you're listening to Brooklyn Cyclones Baseball, only on the Cyclones Radio Network.
Celebrate your Saturday with a Cyclones shutout. Brooklyn dominating pitching from start to finish. Knocks off Greenville by a final of 6-0. Brooklyn with the win, improving to 34-25 in the half. 62-62 overall. Greenville with the loss, dropping to 26-33 in the half. 62-63 overall. Justin Rock with you here, taking you through the game that was here tonight as the Cyclones return to winner's circle. Let's take you through the game that was, and for the first time in this series, Brooklyn got on the scoreboard first. Jet Williams led off the game with a five-pitch walk, and then Alex Ramirez followed with a single to center. After Ryan Clifford struck out looking, it was Stanley Consuegra at the plate with a chance to join Francisco Alvarez and a special category in Brooklyn franchise history. The 1-1, and Consuegra hammers one. Deep left center field, back at the track, Castro, and all you do is turn and watch that one sail out of here. Make it an even 20 for Stanley Consuegra in 2023. And Brooklyn has taken a 3-0 first inning advantage, and Stanley obliterated it. 110.5 miles an hour off the bat, 411 feet. That shot by Consuegra, his 20th home run of the year, joining Francisco Alvarez as the only players in franchise history to record a 20 home run season. But the Cyclones' offense would not stop there, as in the second, Drake Osborne, with the bases empty and one out, decided he wanted to join in on the home run fun. Set the 1-2 pitch. And Osborne powers one in the air to left. Back at the track, at the wall. Heads up on the Green Monster. Drake Osborne, his 11th home run of the year. A towering shot to straightaway left. Brooklyn's second home run in as many innings. And the Cyclones up 4-0 in the second. That shot by Osborne. He's got four hits this year against Greenville. Three of them have been home runs. That one, our Hal's Potato Chips play the game. Hal's Potato Chips, New York made and Brooklyn born. The official potato chip of your Brooklyn Cyclones. Stayed a 4-0 game until the sixth inning. That's when Brooklyn added some insurance. William Lugo reached on an infield base hit to third. Then DeAndre Smith singled to left. So Brooklyn had first and second and nobody out after Carlos Dominguez grounded into a fielder's choice. Brooklyn had men at the corners. Drake Osborne followed with a sac fly to center to give Brooklyn a 5-0 lead in the seventh. Cyclones tacked on their final tally with one out. Alex Ramirez blasted a home run on top of the Green Monster as well. His seventh home run of the year made it 6-0 as Brooklyn would go on to win by that final 6-0 tonight. Robert Colina picks up the win. He improves to 4-5. Six shutout innings, five hits, no walks, a career high tying 10 strikeouts tonight for Rocco. Luis Perales takes the loss. He drops to 0-2, gave up five runs, all earned on seven hits in 5 2/3 innings, walked two, and struck out seven. The save tonight to JoJo Rodriguez. For JoJo, that the second save of his professional career, his first at the high A level. Three shutout innings, four hits, a walk, and four strikeouts. Final line score tonight, Brooklyn 6 runs, 10 hits, no errors. They left 6. Greenville, no runs, 9 hits, an error. They left 9. Final time of game tonight, 2 hours and 24 minutes in front of a crowd of 3,125 from Floor Field at the West End. Take a look at the out-of-town scoreboard before we say goodbye tonight. Bowling Green defeating Asheville 8-6. Greensboro over Hickory 8-1. Hudson Valley staves off Wilmington 8-5. Winston-Salem also won tonight by a final of 6-0. They defeat Rome. And the only game still in progress, top of the ninth right now in Lakewood, Jersey Shore, an out away from victory. They lead Aberdeen 8-3 if that score holds. Brooklyn and Jersey Shore will remain tied atop the North with 7 games left to play in the regular season. Major League Baseball, actually rather first, the Mets affiliate scoreboard tonight. Mets were trailing at 7-3, but Francisco Lindor, a 2-run home run in the sixth, has made it a 1-run game, 7-6. Lindor joining Carlos, or becoming the first Met since Carlos Beltran to have a 25 home run, 25 stolen base season as the Mets trying to continue their rally at home. Triple A Syracuse falling on the road to Lehigh Valley. Phillies affiliate 14-6. How about Jalen Palmer? His first two Triple A home runs. He has homered in back-to-back games at Triple A. And he continues his impressive start there. Chase Easthupp had another double tonight to start his AAA career. AA Binghamton, a 3-0 shutout winner over Harrisburg. Kevin Parada providing the game's only runs with a 3-run home run in the seventh. Jordan Gieber, Brendan Hardy, Paul Gervais combining on the 6-hit shutout. Hardy, his first AA win. Gervais, his first AA save. Congratulations to those two fine gentlemen. And a tough one today in the Florida State League Single-A. St. Lucie losing in 10 to Tampa 2-1. Taking a look at Major League Baseball before we say our final goodbye tonight. Marlins over the Nationals 11-5. A's beat the Angels 2-1. Guardians beat the Rays in walk-off fashion 7-6 in 11. Reds walk off the Cubs 2-1. And 9. Red Sox up 9-4 on the Royals, bottom of the 7th. It is final now in Chicago. Tigers a 10-0 shutout win over the White Sox. Yankees up 5-4 on Houston at top of the eighth inning, end of eight in St. Louis. It's the Cardinals trailing or now leading the Pirates 6-5. Going it to the bottom of the eighth in Arlington, Twins up 6-5 on the Rangers. Bottom of the seventh, Brewers leading the Phillies 7-3. Top of the fifth, Diamondbacks trailing the Orioles 6-2. Going to the bottom of the fifth in Colorado. Blue Jays leading the Rockies 5-4. Yusei Kikuchi against Ty Black. Padres at the end of four leading the Giants 3-0. Blake Snell against Kyle Harrison. And bottom two in L.A., Dodgers and Braves are scoreless. Emmett Sheehan against Bryce Elder. Brooklyn will try and earn a series split in the rubber match tomorrow night. Right-hander Saul Garcia, the 20-year-old, will make his first start as a Cyclone, gave up a run over three innings in his debut out of the bullpen on Tuesday. He'll go against the right-hander Noah Song, who picked up the win in a Tuesday night start. 1-2, a 2.81 ERA for Song with Greenville. Our coverage will start at 5:50 Eastern time tomorrow night, leading up to the 6:05 scheduled first pitch as part of Greenville's Labor Day celebration. So again, a reminder, everybody, 6:05 tomorrow, that first pitch. Not an afternoon game on a Sunday, but a night contest to close out the road portion of the regular season. That'll do it for us tonight as the Cyclones shut out Greenville at 6-0. For everyone with our ownership group, the Brooklyn Baseball Company, including our vice president, Stephen Cohen, general manager, Kevin Mahoney, and assistant general manager, Billy Harner, as well as our entire cast of characters back at Maimonides Park on Coney Island, including my partner, Johnny Gadamowicz, who I know is chomping at the bit to get back in the booth. We look forward to having him back on air with us on Tuesday night to start the final homestand of the season. But until then, I'm Justin Rock saying so long and good night from South Carolina. Again, Brooklyn 6 and Greenville nothing. We hope to have you with us again for the finale tomorrow night. But until then, enjoy the rest of your Saturday evening, everybody. So long from the Palmetto State.
Thank you for tuning in to this live broadcast of Brooklyn Cyclones Baseball, the High A affiliate of the New York Mets. This broadcast of Brooklyn Cyclones Baseball is a production of the Cyclones Radio Network in conjunction with Minor League Baseball. This broadcast is intended for private, non-commercial use of audience and cannot be duplicated, reproduced, or rebroadcast without the express written consent of the Brooklyn Cyclones or Minor League Baseball. This is the Cyclones Radio Network.